Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, so I'm going to begin today with some new revelations about Jeff Zucker. So Zucker is out at CNN, and hilariously, the entire CNN host...
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
COVID, I regret we didn't disclose it at the right time. Zucker said the relationship evolved in recent years. Zucker noted in his memo that Warner Media's ongoing investigation into Chris Cuomo, who was fired in December for a breach of ethics after it was discovered he'd been advising his brother, former New York Gov, Andrew Cuomo, while the latter faced accusations of sexual harassment, brought the affair to light and prompted his resignation. It seems the probe, which is being overseen by the law firm of Cravath, Swain & Moore, again, one of the most Tony law firms in all of America, is unearthing plenty of embarrassing details about the goings-on at CNN. The scope of the investigation has now expanded to include Zucker and Gallus' relationship with Andrew Cuomo, too, according to a Warner Media source. But sources who worked closely with Zucker and Gallus, dating back to their days at the Today Show in the mid-90s, dispute their statements in the memo. In reality, these sources tell Rolling Stone, Zucker became romantically entangled with Gallus back in 1996. Yeah, that's 25 years ago, when she was trainee in NBC's corporate communications group, and he was the married executive producer of the Today Show. It was the worst-kept secret, but Jeff was seen as untouchable, says one insider, and their statements in the memo are total BS. In fact, the pair have skirted the issue multiple times in the past. At least one investigation into their relationship had been carried out by Warner Media well before COVID. But Zucker and Gallus denied the romance over and over again, says a knowledgeable source. Nothing changed in the corporate hierarchy's reporting structure. A Warner Media spokesperson denied that any such investigation had ever been launched, but acknowledged that both parties had been asked about the nature of their relationship multiple times, including after a New York Post gossip item hinted at a romance when they were spotted arguing at a Hollywood Reporter party in 2017. The pair repeatedly denied any impropriety. A representative for Zucker said, quote, Jeff resigned due to an undisclosed personal relationship. A representative for Gallus did not respond to Rolling Stone's request for comment. Well, here is the backstory. On May 1st, 2020, this is according to Rolling Stone, Jason Kilar took the reins as CEO of Warner Media and immediately set about overhauling the sprawling entertainment and media conglomerate owned by AT&T. In the process, Zucker, who also served as chairman of Warner Media's news and sports division, lost oversight of CNN's finances and human resources as well as corporate communications, the division run by top executive Gallus. Sources say Kilar was aware of rumors that Zucker was in a long-term relationship with Gallus, who is also the network's chief marketing officer, and that Zucker, given just 24 hours notice of the move, was livid. He's very angry that suddenly his lover is not working for him any longer. His lover is now working for Kilar. Kilar's sudden restructuring prompted several journalists to begin chasing the story of Zucker and Gallus' unorthodox union. Back in September 2020, this reporter placed calls to Warner Media and specifically asked if Kilar's decision to move Gallus out from under Zucker was a result of learning about their relationship, which was in violation of the company's code of conduct. At the time, a Warner Media spokesperson declined to answer and referred the matter to Gallus herself. Still, a behind-the-scenes executive showdown ensued, and Zucker appeared to have prevailed. After the May 2021 announcement that AT&T would be spinning off Warner Media and merging it with Discovery, Kilar, reportedly blindsided by the news, began negotiating his own exit. Zucker was rumored to be getting a bigger role in the new entity because he was very close with the Discovery CEO, David Zaslav. Gallus, in turn, was supposed to become the head of CNN, so Zucker was going to fail upward. Kilar, who was trying to clean house, was going to be ousted, and Gallus was going to take Zucker's place as the head of CNN. So corrupt. So terrible. But those well-laid plans came crashing down when the investigation into Chris Cuomo began sweeping up embarrassing details concerning Zucker and Gallus, including emails and other evidence that painted an undeniable picture of the duo's romantic relationship. The evidence only surfaced in recent days, say two sources, and Kilar basically used this as an excuse to chop off Zucker's head. Facing termination, Zucker resigned and is not poised to receive any severance, Sources say Zaslav was not involved in the decision to cut ties with Zucker. But this isn't the only problem. It turns out that, apparently, Catherine Forrest, a former U.S. district judge who's actually overseeing the legal investigation into all of this, Forrest is apparently investigating not just Chris Cuomo's alleged help in helping his brother Andrew, but also Zucker and Gallus' help. The source says the investigation suggests Zucker and Gallus were advising Andrew Cuomo at the beginning of the COVID pandemic in ways not dissimilar to what led to Chris Cuomo's dismissal. As Andrew sparred on a daily basis with then-President Trump over COVID messaging, the couple provided the governor with talking points on how to respond to the president's criticism of the New York crisis. They booked the governor directly to appear on the network exclusively, which became a ratings boon for CNN, with Chris Cuomo doing the interviewing. Cuomo and Gallus' conduct, too, would appear to mark an ethical breach for executives acting on behalf of an impartial news organization. And again, Rolling Stone says over the past 3 decades, the Zucker-Gallus relationship was no secret inside the newsrooms of NBC or CNN. Within a year of Zucker and Gallus commencing the affair, according to multiple sources, Gallus leapfrogged from trainee to the role of senior publicist for the Today Show. Zucker became her boss, a paradigm that continued for years to come with only 2 brief interruptions. Through a series of promotion, her purview expanded. She added oversight duties for NBC News, MSNBC, CNBC, and Weather Channel, as well as NBC Nightly News, Dateline, and Meet the Press. So Zucker was nailing this intern, basically, and she kept moving upward with him. He just kept elevating her in stature to the point where eventually he was going to move up at Discovery and she was going to end up as the head of CNN. Meanwhile, both of them at CNN were calling up Andrew Cuomo to advise him on how to handle the pandemic and comms with Donald Trump, which makes sense considering that Jeff Zucker knew Cuomo and Gallus had once been a senior comms director for Cuomo. In 2000, Zucker became president of NBC Entertainment and quickly pulled off a series of splashy deals, including signing Donald Trump to host The Apprentice and Joe Rogan to host Fear Factor. Oh, the irony. In 2009, Gallus was named executive VP of corporate communications at NBC Universal, becoming the chief spokesperson for Zucker. But then in June 2010, Zucker was ousted as Comcast was about to complete its 51% acquisition of NBC Universal. He was paid $30 million to $40 million to leave. And then 5 months later, Gallus resigned. And then as Zucker was plotting his media world comeback, both he and Gallus became intertwined with the Cuomo brothers. In 2012, Gallus took a post as comms director for Andrew Cuomo. Not long after Zucker joined CNN, one of his first hires was Chris Cuomo. Very quickly after that, Gallus resigned and joined Zucker at CNN, where she was named senior vice president of communications for CNN worldwide. Unbelievable. Gallus says she now plans to stay with the network, even if any ascension plans have evaporated. Well, that makes sense. I mean, what else? Who's going to hire her? Who's going to look at Allison Gallus as anything but a hire by a guy who was having sex with her, allegedly, for 25 years? By the way, they were both married for a large portion of this time. So these are just the delightful people who are running the most trusted name in news. And the CNN staffers are angry. But they're not angry at Jeff Zucker or Allison Gallus. They're angry at Chris Cuomo. Now, listen, Chris Cuomo is a douchebag, but Chris Cuomo is not responsible for this. Chris Cuomo is just pointing out what everybody apparently at CNN knew, which is that Zucker and Gallus were doing exactly what Chris Cuomo was doing, except they were also knocking boots at the time. It's all absurd. It's all absurd. It's an incestuous little pathetic circle. It's really, really funny. Okay, apparently, CNN employees are really, really mad at Cuomo. According to reports from Politico, everyone here is heartbroken and shocked. People are blaming this on Chris. Not a lot of love between CNN and Chris Cuomo for a while. Apparently, Jake Tapper said, an outside observer might say, it looks like Chris Cuomo succeeded. He threatened Jeff. Jeff said, we don't negotiate with terrorists, and Chris blew the place up. How do we get past the perception that this is the bad guy winning? Well, I mean, listen, I like a lot of what Jake does, but all of these people are the bad guy. I'm not aware that Chris Cuomo is not the bad guy, but Jeff Zucker is the good guy. He and Allison Gallus were overtly, apparently, advising Andrew Cuomo in the middle of the pandemic while running the most trusted name in news. And this is a corrupt yuck. But this is how it works. The rules didn't apply to these people until it became convenient for the rules to apply to these people. Like, WarnerMedia had to know that these two were lovers for years. I mean, apparently everybody in town knew. Megyn Kelly says everybody in town knew. Like, everybody. And they just kept failing upward. Because let's face it, Jeff Zucker has done nothing successful since he ran the Today Show. He blew up what was the best nightly lineup. The best comedy lineup probably in the history of TV. Like, this massively successful nightly primetime lineup at NBC. And Jeff Zucker came in and just destroyed it. And then he somehow failed upward into the position at CNN, and he was about to fail upward again into a position at Discovery. That's how all this works. So what really happened here? What really happened here is that Killar, it sounds like, took his revenge by initiating this investigation on the basis of Chris Cuomo's lawsuits, and then used that as a way of getting Zucker out. Which suggests, once again, the rules only apply when the powerful want them to apply. It's really not that there's a set of rules that Zucker and Gauss violated. They've been violating the set of rules for 25 years. Every HR violation in the world sounds like it happens right here. I mean, she was his direct inferior at a company. That is like a blatant HR violation. And then beyond that, they were coordinating with outside politicians that they were supposed to be covering on an objective news level. It's amazing stuff. But that's how it always works. Always and forever. Right? Mercy for my friends, the law for my enemies. Which is why, by the way, Don Lemon, who's the chief of the cancel culture brigade. I mean, Don Lemon just spends all day long trying to get people canceled he does not like. Anybody he doesn't like shouldn't be on TV. Shouldn't be held out of platform. Now he's out there defending Whoopi Goldberg. Of course, of course. Lemon says, in this environment, we have to be allies to each other. Sometimes your allies say stupid things. Sometimes they say dumb things. But guess what? They're your allies. They're at least on your side. And they're trying to learn. We have to stop trying to cancel people and shouting down our allies. Notice the repeated use here by Don Lemon of the word allies. Right? The consistent attempts to suggest that there is a double standard here, that if they are your friends, then of course we have to stop trying to cancel people. But if they're not your friends, then you can destroy them. I love that Lemon says, Whoopi is an ally to the Jewish community. Oh, really? In what way? Name all the ways. Whoopi Goldberg is a massive ally to the Jewish community. She was retweeting anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian nonsense just a few years ago. I'm not aware that Whoopi Goldberg is an extraordinary exponent of anti-Semitism, of fighting anti-Semitism. But according to Don Lemon, who's an expert on this sort of stuff, Whoopi is an ally to the Jewish community. Yeah, tell me about it, John. Please, tell me about how much of an ally Whoopi Goldberg is to the Jewish community. The guy wearing the yarmulke, tell it to me, right to my face. Said she is. She said something she shouldn't have said. Okay, fine. But don't put her in a corner and marginalize her. Use her to the best of your ability to get the conversation and your points across about what's wrong about that kind of thinking, because she's not the only one who thinks it. Okay, now, here is my rule. My rule is, Don Lemon is generally correct. We should have conversations with people, and the conversations can be enriching, and we can all learn from one another, unless you hold by the cancel culture standard. If you are a member of the mob, you do not get to claim immunity from the mob. Then the mob should eat you. You made the rules, and you should abide by those rules. You made the bed, and now you get to lie in it. Whoopi Goldberg is very fond of getting people canceled. I'm fine with Whoopi Goldberg getting canceled. Same thing with Don Lemon. Same thing with Jeff Zucker. Same thing with Allison Gollis. I mean, Jeff Zucker and Allison Gollis actually violated some basic professional rules. They should be fired no matter what. But when it comes to the generalized attitude of the left toward when the rules apply, they only apply to quote-unquote allies. It just demonstrates there are no rules for the left. There is just pure power. Okay, in just one second, we're going to get to Joe Biden, who's desperately attempting to swivel. Finally, he's attempting to pivot. It may be too late. We'll get to that in just one moment first. It's almost Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. And this means that, you know, if you've got a special night plan, you really don't want your bodily functions getting in the way. Erectile dysfunction affects a lot of dudes, right? You got a huge percentage of men who are above the age of 40 who have experienced some form of ED. You need GetRoman.com/Ben to speak with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about ED. And if prescribed, get $15 off your first month of treatment. With ED treatments, you can have the self-assurance that comes from knowing your biology is working the way that it is supposed to. Pick up your phone or your laptop, complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. Roman offers 5 prescription treatments, including the brand and generic version of the most common ED medications. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If prescription medication is appropriate, it ships you free with 2-day shipping. And to make sure you get your package in time for Valentine's Day, your order does need to be placed by February 9th. So don't waste any time. Start that online visit today with Roman. Get free ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, discreet. Getting started is simple. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben. Complete that online visit. That is GetRoman.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden's economy, it's looking not great. I mean, the tech stocks just got beaten up yesterday. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So yesterday, the tech stocks just took an absolute beating. Joe Biden is poised to hit the economic skids. Tech stocks took a massive dump yesterday. That is largely thanks to Meta, which is the former Facebook company, just getting trashed. They lost like 26% on their stock value because they actually had a reduction in the absolute number of users who were using Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, for his part, blamed TikTok and the rise of TikTok, which again goes to show you that in the tech world, there really is no such thing as a long-lasting monopoly because eventually everybody gets overtaken. Eventually, there's always somebody with a better algorithm. And the TikTok algorithm is astonishingly good. The TikTok algorithm, designed by the Chinese, what makes it good is that very often on platforms, you can sort of promote your content into virality. On TikTok, they have an ability to identify potential viral content without the marketing dollars. And so you get a bunch of stuff in your feed that is more viral and is it like it's a very, very sophisticated algorithm. In any case, Facebook took a complete trashing yesterday. They gave a disappointing financial forecast, helping the major indices snap a four-session winning streak, according to the Wall Street Journal. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index dropped 3.7%. That was the worst day since September of 2020. The S&P 500 fell 2.4%. PayPal and Spotify also took a massive hit. Spotify was down 17% over recent days. The payments giant lowered its 2022 profit outlook. The streaming company elected not to provide annual guidance. Both companies suffered sharp drops in their stock prices. According to the Wall Street Journal, the setbacks reflect the increased scrutiny companies are under as major U.S. stock indices remain near record highs and the Federal Reserve is preparing to raise interest rates for the first time since 2018. So people are shedding their high-performing stocks that don't actually have solid profits underlying them. Rising rates tend to reduce the multiples investors are willing to pay for a share of company profits, a trend that stands to mean pain for stocks already trading at lofty valuations. So if there are stocks that are overvalued, they are likely to recede back to the norm. The level of forgiveness has gone down, said Daniel Genter, chief executive and chief investment officer at RNC Genter Capital Management. When boards come to their shareholders to confess their sins, they're just not going to be pardoned with one Hail Mary. The Facebook parent company surprised investors with deeper than expected declines in profit and a downbeat outlook. The company said it expects revenue growth to slow and shared that it lost about 1 million daily users globally. Shares declined 26%. That is the worst daily performance since Facebook even opened in 2012. One of the new problems here is that the company's challenges include a new ad privacy policy from Apple that Meta expects to cost it more than $10 billion in lost sales for 2022. That requirement that apps ask users whether they want to be tracked limited the ability to gather data used to track digital ads, driving advertisers to change their spending. Meanwhile, by the way, companies like Amazon just made bank on advertising. So Facebook, which, again, is free because basically they gather data on you and then they use that data to market to advertisers, Apple's new policy was basically designed to cut Facebook off at the knees, and it succeeded in that. Meta's $232 billion drop in market value exceeds the record Apple set in September 2020, when the iPhone maker lost about $182 billion in a single day. Now, when we say that they lost this much money, we don't mean that they have, like, cash and the cash just went away. What we mean is that the stock is trading at a lower value. So when you say that Facebook lost a couple hundred billion dollars, it doesn't mean that Mark Zuckerberg actually had his bank account strained. It just means that his stock is not as marketable. Some strategists said the recent slide in shares of speculative tech companies should serve to remind investors a robust market rally relies on advances by a variety of stocks. They warn they expect more big stock swings ahead of any hint of slowing growth. Yung-Yu Ma, chief investment strategist at BMO Wealth Management, said the market can't just be driven by a small number of mega-cap companies or tech companies. There should start to be more of a recognition it's not going to be tech that leads us out of this pullback. In other words, you need actual innovation that drives actual goods and services that people wish to consume, not just goods and services that people engage in for free. There have to be actual profit models. And again, it's not just Facebook. Spotify took a massive hit. PayPal took a massive hit. And we're about to head into a deflationary cycle with the Federal Reserve cutting back on its own inflationary policies. So Joe Biden has a world of hurt heading for him, and his own economic policies make that world of hurt worse. So, for example, yesterday, Joe Biden signed an executive order boosting construction workers. Federal construction workers now have to be unionized, is the basic idea here. Every federal construction project over $35 million will now require project labor agreements, which means that unions get paid. So the taxpayer gets to foot that bill, too. So Joe Biden's economy is likely to slow. It's likely to grind to a bit of a halt here. Failure of this administration to move on from COVID, they have a real problem on their hands. Meanwhile, by the way, all over the world, people are opening up again. It's only Joe Biden and the blue states that are refusing to really open up. The WHO, for its part, the World Health Organization, on Thursday, offered Europe hope of a long period of tranquility, even enduring peace in the war on coronavirus, with a growing list of nations lifting almost all COVID curbs, according to the Agence France-Presse. WHO Europe Director Hans Kluge spoke of a ceasefire that could bring us into peace, with high vaccination rates, the milder Omicron variants, and the end of winter in sight. This context leaves us with the possibility for a long period of tranquility, he said. He said even with a more virulent variant than Omicron, it's possible to respond to new variants that will inevitably emerge without reinstalling the kinds of disruptive measures we needed before. So, all over the world, people are realizing that this is in I will end COVID mode, and he's now created an entirely paranoid set of American citizens who believe the minute you take off a mask, you'll be struck by the wrath of God. And that is not a recipe for economic success here. Again, he's got tech stocks that are tumbling. He's got the Fed, which is set to taper and is set to raise its interest rates. And he's got to get out of this somehow. Alrighty, coming up, the White House apparently wants to pivot on COVID. There's only one problem. They can't. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you or someone you know gotten into a fender bender lately? Looking for an easy, affordable, and reliable collision repair center? Look no further than Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako has you covered. Mako works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992 or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
One.
Meet Bob Minetti. In 2016, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Bob participated in a clinical trial that included cutting-edge radiation therapy and surgery. He's been in remission since completion. I'm Keisha Sharp. Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to share the kind of state-of-the-art work being done by Stand Up to Cancer and Lustgarten Foundation. To learn more about the latest research, including clinical trials, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the White House would love to pivot on COVID. There's only one problem. They do not have the ability to do so. Joe Biden has to pivot. He knows he has to pivot. And so Politico is now reporting that the White House is thinking about pivoting. Quote, the White House is preparing to move on from Omicron. Emboldened by falling case counts, the Biden administration is plotting a new phase of the pandemic response aimed at containing the coronavirus and conditioning Americans to live with it. The preparations are designed to capitalize on a break in the months-long COVID-19 surge, with officials anticipating a spring lull that could boost the nation's mood and lift President Joe Biden's approval ratings at a critical moment for his party. Biden and his top health officials have already begun hinting at an impending new normal in a conscious messaging shift meant to get people comfortable with a scenario where the virus remains widespread, yet at more manageable levels. So here is the problem. The problem for the White House is that they are not capable of doing this. The reason they're not capable of doing this is because the minute they say you have to live with this, everybody goes, so why have you been doing this the whole time? See, here's the thing. Places like Florida, where I've been living since October of 2020, places like Florida have been living completely normally with this virus since at least March of 2021. So for almost a year, we've been living completely normally. Since the vaccines were tranched out, everybody got vaxxed, wanted to get vaxxed, everybody didn't want to get vaxxed, didn't get vaxxed, and then everybody went back to work. Everybody started going out to parties, everybody started hanging out with friends, everybody started going to ball games. All this was happening for a year. You know why? Because the approach in Florida was always calculate your risk and then mitigate your risk as you see fit. And then when the absolute level of risk goes down, you will live normally. Because that was the approach from the beginning. The approach even in 2020, like the middle of 2020, right after the pandemic ensued, the approach was, let's shield the elderly, but then you get to make decisions about how you wish to live your life. And a lot of people, like me, were very cautious. I was cautious up until the vaccines were available because I was in touch with my parents. My parents were 64. So that meant that I wanted to be careful. I didn't want to give COVID to them. I didn't want them getting very sick from COVID. Then they got vaxxed, and I got vaxxed, and my wife got vaxxed. And then we were done. Because at that point, we had mitigated our risk enough to feel safe. This is what happens when you give people freedom. When you give people freedom, they will inevitably move toward exercising that freedom. It's just one of the things about freedom. Once you tell people they can make their own risk assessments and that they are capable, rational beings, they start to make risk assessments. You may not like how they assess that risk, but once you give people the power to do that, they then get to assess that risk. And you don't do it anymore. So it's not on your head anymore. The problem for Joe Biden is he said, I have to assess the risk for all of you, and my risk assessment rules all of you. And now he's stuck between a rock and a hard place because he played up the risk throughout the pandemic that people would die of every age, despite the fact that this thing is wildly age striated. And that if you were a young person, your chances of dying from any form of Delta were about 1,000 times less than if you were an elderly person. He never mentioned that. The public health establishment didn't mention that. And so he boxed himself in. And so even if he should snap his fingers today and say, boom, the risk is gone, how many people do you think are going to take that seriously? I have serious doubts that people in blue states are going to take that seriously. Instead, they are likely to say what is true, which is Joe Biden is only saying that for political purposes. Because he has trained them to be very afraid at all times from COVID. He said, you have to delegate all of your decision-making responsibility. All of your risk assessment will be delegated out to the quote-unquote experts. You're not the expert. You can't decide your own risk. I will decide your risk. Fauci will decide your risk. Zeke Emanuel will decide your risk. And the problem is, the public health establishment is geared toward one thing and one thing only, and that is mitigating any risk. Which is why you have members of the public health establishment simply lying about the risks of this stuff. Because the minute that they actually admit it's over, they go away in your lives. They no longer have any power. Those of us who haven't been listening to Fauci for quite a while here don't care about what Fauci has to say. But those who've been trained that everything Anthony Fauci says is what matters most in life, you can't just say, I, Joe Biden, assess this risk to no longer be a risk. And then you've got Anthony Fauci and Zeke Emanuel saying differently. Who do you think people are going to listen to? I mean, Zeke Emanuel literally went on MSNBC last night and he purveyed misinformation. And the entire left, which accuses Joe Rogan of purveying misinformation on COVID, what he's about to say right here is just not true.
Parents have to be more willing. I think they hear some of these rare side effects and they think they're very common. If with the Omicron variant, you know, kids are either going to get the vaccine or they're likely to get a serious condition of Omicron. Having Omicron with the vaccine is almost invariably going to be better and safer for children. I am confused about parents' attitude.
Why are you confused about parents' attitude? I don't know any long-term studies on how the vaccine affects children. I know that Omicron is, my kids all had it. They're fine. Also, I know by the data that the natural immunity that arises from actually getting the disease is far more durable than the vaccine immunity. And I know this because Marty McCary at Johns Hopkins University literally tweeted out the stats yesterday. 2 years after people are infected, they have better immunity than 2 years after they were vaccinated or a year after they were vaccinated. So the White House is kind of stuck here. They want to pivot because they know the more that people are worried and paranoid about COVID, the more the economy is going to continue to skid. So according to Politico, the White House is wary of declaring victory too early, only to get hit with another catastrophic variant. A half dozen administration officials and others close to the COVID response said. Officials are also anxious that voters will be disappointed by the idea of living with an endemic virus under a president who once pledged to shut it down completely. And they realize it will take vigilance and billions more dollars from Congress to prevent the nation from backsliding into crisis once again. But half of that ain't true. right? This is when your worldview is completely off. You have two choices. One, shift your worldview and announce that you made a mistake. Or two, keep doubling down. And Joe Biden has to keep doubling down. Because the minute he announces it was a mistake, guess who the hero of this story is? It is no longer Joe Biden. It is no longer Andrew Cuomo. It's the evil, horrible, no good, very bad Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who took the exact opposite approach. And they can never allow that to happen. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, this public health crisis, this pandemic, well, it showed that there are many things wrong with Americans' health. The biggest one is that a lot of us are overweight. We need to lose weight. This is why you need SOTA's nationwide weight loss program. It's 100% over the phone from the comfort and convenience of your own home anywhere throughout the country. Visit SOTAweightloss.com, read the over 5,000 client reviews, see over 700 stunning before and after photos. No counting calories, no pills or appetite suppressants. It's all about learning healthy, sustainable nutrition, eliminating junk food and sugary beverages, stopping the bad eating habits while creating good habits. You'll receive a personalized eating plan, have an accountability coach, and be guided through simple-to-follow daily meal plans for big results. SOTA's dietary protocol makes the process of slimming down easy, convenient, and highly effective. Lose the fat, not the muscle. Once you reach your optimal weight, SOTA prioritizes keeping that weight off. Maintenance is free for SOTA clients who hit their healthy target goal weight. SOTA's monthly maintenance accountability weigh-ins are at no charge and for as long as necessary. My colleagues have done SOTA. They can't stop raving about it. SOTA stands for, say it with me, state of the art. Visit SOTAweightloss.com. That's SOTAweightloss.com. I love this. The White House is wary of declaring victory too soon only to get hit with another catastrophic variant. That is a rationale for forever measures. Because guess what? Forever and for all time, there may be a future variant or a future pandemic or a future disease. You don't know what's around the corner. So we're all supposed to live like this forever because something bad could happen tomorrow. Let's just live in our houses forever. Officials are anxious voters will be disappointed by the idea of living with an endemic virus. 70% of Americans say they're ready to live with this thing, according to polling from last week. They might be disappointed with Biden for having lied to them, but that's why he shouldn't have lied to them. I'm sorry. If he said, read my lips, I'm shutting down the virus. And then he can't, and he never could. Number one, people who believed him were idiots to believe him. And number two, Joe Biden is a liar. But he can't let go of the lie, because then he's proved to be a liar. We are moving toward a time when COVID doesn't disrupt our daily lives, said one administration official, who requested anonymity to discuss the internal deliberations. But in order to get people to view the pandemic differently, they have to feel differently about the pandemic. And herein lies the problem. Okay, Joe Biden and company, they told a group of people that if they get vaxxed 97 times and wear masks everywhere and mask their kids everywhere, they are the good ones. But guess who Joe Biden is going to have to tell to relax now? All the people who listen to him. All the people who didn't listen to him, but living normally for a year, for many people more than a year. Those people were never listening to Joe Biden. Now he has to go to his most ardent supporters and say, guys, you got to live like the people who didn't do it right. All those people who've been living without the masks, many of whom just relied on their natural immunity. All those people, you got to start living like those people now, because those people, their current risk assessment of the situation is better than yours. You think Joe Biden has the stones to go back to his own crowd and say that ever? He wants to pivot. He needs to pivot. He cannot win victory without pivoting. But the minute he pivots, there's only one way to do it, and he has to slap the people who support him the most. There is little talk so far about disbanding the COVID response team, though some burnt-out aides have mused about leaving as soon as the spring. As to what metrics will signal success against the virus, officials say, they're still figuring that out and hope they know it when they see it. It's something we need to answer, the senior administration official said. If you talk to six doctors inside and outside the administration, you get six different answers. For now, Biden's COVID team is counting on an expanding supply of vaccine and therapeutic to accelerate the transition to the next pandemic phase, allowing people to safeguard themselves against COVID-19's worst effects before and after an infection. Okay, first of all, most of us have been doing this the whole time. Regulators are expected to authorize the vaccine for children under five in the coming months, a major milestone in building out the country's COVID protections. No, it's not. Sane parents don't. Leanna Wen of CNN yesterday was like, I'm not sure that three-year-olds should be getting the vaccine. Do we have any really good data on that? The administration is stockpiling new treatments like antiviral pills that are shown to significantly cut the risk of severe illness. Well, I mean, yeah, but they shouldn't have to stockpile that. They should just put that on the shelves, like right now. Like, just have Pfizer produce as much as humanly possible, put it on the shelves. After initial hesitation over the need for ramping up the availability of at-home testing, the administration now views easy access to rapid tests as core to persuading people they can safely live with the virus. Why? Why? You can safely live with the virus without the test. Easily. It is not hard. The White House post-Omicron planning comes even as the U.S. is still grappling with an explosion of cases and deaths, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, the administration wants you to change your attitude, but they don't want to change anything they're doing. They don't want to change a single thing they're doing, but they want you to change your attitude. How exactly do they hope that that's going to work? I mean, listen to this. Even as it maps out the next stage, the White House has ruled out making a splashy show or major announcement regarding a hard pivot back to normalcy. There's a fear among aides over repeating last year's July 4th Freedom from the Virus celebration, an event that turned politically disastrous weeks later when the Delta variant fueled a swift resurgence of the pandemic. And though it faces pressure to back off from some of its more notable and onerous public health policies, the administration is also unlikely to drop its indoor masking recommendations, which are seen as among the key tools for preventing new outbreaks. Preventing new outbreaks? But that's not the point. You're not going to prevent new outbreaks. First of all, we now know, according to virtually every authority that Biden can cite, that cloth masks do nothing against Omicron. So what the hell are you talking about? Officials instead describe plans for a more subtle shift over the next several weeks toward touting Biden's achievement in rolling out vaccines and treatments and emphasizing the everyday things people can do again if they're vaccinated. So again, they're just going to keep saying the same exact thing they've been saying the whole time. But the vaccinated are the scared ones. The vaccinated are the ones who aren't going back to work. The vaccinated are the ones who are trying to mask up their own kids. The vaccinated are the ones who are shutting down schools. Again, Joe Biden has no systematic ability to say to his own base that he has been wrong and they have been wrong, and that even if they were right at the beginning, they are wrong now. He can't do it. There's no way for him to do it. And so this pivot is going to fail. It just is going to fail. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
Now, the stock market's at a record high. Again. Things are looking up. Houses are selling in a week. Interest rates are still crazy low. And to top it all off, the government printed $5 trillion in new money. You might have noticed that all of this doesn't add up. It's like those plates spinning on top of those sticks. When they stop, it all comes crashing down, right? You need to keep your cash safe, not crashing down. Using precious metals is a well-proven way to do this. In a gold or silver IRA 401k rollover, you even get tax breaks while you bomb-proof your money. To find out how you can do this, you need to talk to one of Noble Gold's representatives. They're patient and knowledgeable and can help you navigate the precious metals market. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA that you start. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit our website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Investing involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Alrighty, coming up, there is one good piece of economic news for Joe Biden. It's the brand new jobs report. This is the Vince Bureau Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden actually got a piece of good economic news today. Very good jobs report from January. It said payrolls were up by about 467,000, which is a large win for him because the expectations, according to one report, is that we're going to actually lose jobs in January. The White House had been downplaying the jobs report, saying it was all about Omicron, which suggests that nothing that's happening right now is about Omicron. It's just about whether people go back to work. I mean, kind of like if you stay out of the way, the economy will do fine. It's not about Omicron. It's about what people do with Omicron. Okay, so it's you know, all the talk about Omicron being the deciding factor is really not real, which is why Joe Biden should just declare the thing over and be done. And yes, slap at his own base, but he's not going to do that. Meanwhile, there was another piece of good news for Joe Biden yesterday. So Joe Biden yesterday announced the death of an ISIS leader in Syria and said that the guy had blown himself up, unfortunately, along with several children. Here's what he had to say.
The United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. Our team is still compiling the report, but we do know that as our troops approach to capture the terrorist, in a final act of desperate cowardness, he, with no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor, rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
Okay, so that is a big win for the United States. Killing ISIS leaders is definitely a good thing. Now, the problem is that pretty quickly there started to be allegations that actually the guy hadn't blown himself up, that apparently the U.S. raid had been carried out in such a way that it ended up basically getting a lot of kids killed. This was the allegation anyway. It was an allegation that was being made by some people on the ground, and it actually prompted the Pentagon to admit yesterday that it might review Syrian air raid reports because, of course, they had said something similar, you'll recall, about the killing, the supposed killing of members of Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Afghanistan, and it turns out that they actually just knocked out a guy and his family. So this would not be the first time there'd been a screw-up in terms of whether a bunch of civilians were killed who didn't need to be killed. Not saying that's what happened here. Now the Pentagon's acknowledging they might need to do an actual investigation.
There's been no decision to do a review or investigation right now, Nancy. This operation is not even 24 hours old. As the Secretary said, we certainly are willing to take a look to see if there's any possibility that anything that we did might have caused harm to innocent life. But I have no investigation or review to speak to today.
Okay, so we are waiting on more information on that, and of course we'll bring you more information on that, but win for the United States in killing an ISIS leader. So that could be a good pivot for the United States. Another good pivot for the Biden administration that would be good for the United States would be to prevent Russia from invading Ukraine, because if Russia invades Ukraine, presumably China will look on and then invade Taiwan. Now, it is unlikely at this point that Russia is going to invade Ukraine while the world's eyes are focused on China. Like, Beijing doesn't want any attention distracted from the Olympics right now, their propaganda effort over in Beijing. And so what they don't want is for international conflict to break out in the middle of the Olympics. In any case, yesterday, the United States, however, announced that they thought that Russia was planning to fabricate a pretext to invade Ukraine, which would not be a shock. They tried to do this last time with regard to Crimea. According to the Wall Street Journal, Russia is planning to fabricate a pretext for an invasion of Ukraine by releasing a staged video depicting attacks by Kiev military forces, U.S. officials said Thursday, citing newly declassified intelligence. U.S. officials said they went public with the information to expose Russian tactics in an attempt to avert a conflict inside Ukraine, the latest in a series of similar moves in recent weeks. So basically they're saying, we know what you're doing, so don't do it. The intelligence shows a Russian plan to stage a prefabricated attack by Ukrainian military or intelligence personnel against Russian sovereign territory or against Russian-speaking people to justify an incursion into Ukraine. This is exactly what Hitler did when he invaded Poland. And basically the idea is that you fabricate the idea that somebody else is attacking you, and then in quote-unquote response, you attack instead. The plan would include Moscow's use of a propaganda video that would depict graphic scenes, according to administration officials, of a staged false explosion with corpses, actors depicting mourners, and images of destroyed buildings and military equipment. The equipment in the video would be made to look like it is Ukrainian or from nations belonging to NATO, according to the officials. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said, "This is one example that we can talk about today. We've seen this kind of activity by the Russians in the past. We believe it's important when we see it like this, and we can, to call it out." The video, they said, could include depictions of Turkish-made Bayraktar drones used by Ukraine, which has angered Moscow in the first place. Okay, so this is what the United States said about it. But then, when they were questioned, they couldn't actually provide any evidence of this. So the State Department spokesperson, Ned Price, he's asked by Matt Lee, who's a pretty ballsy AP reporter, where is the information here? Like, you keep saying that this is true, but you're not providing us any of the data that backs it. And the administration just keeps saying over and over, well, I'm telling you. And Matt Lee keeps saying over and over, right, but you telling me things doesn't mean that it's true. We did WMD in Iraq. I was there for that. Here is the State Department spokesman.
What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Matt, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think you know.
Okay, well, where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
And he doesn't have any information on that. So there really is a lot of trust me going on. But listen, when it comes to Ukraine, the proof is going to be in the pudding. If Putin is deterred from invading Ukraine and no serious concessions are made to the Russians, that will be a win for Biden. So, again, this is a critical period for the Biden administration. If they hope to pivot, the pivot has to happen right now. And you can see Biden trying to pivot on a wide variety of topics. Right now, there's major crime in the cities. There's major crime in L.A. There's an entire piece in Los Angeles Magazine about the spike in violent crime in Los Angeles. Murder rates are up tremendously. The LAPD, meanwhile, is actually considering an end to pretextual stops of motorists and pedestrians, supposedly because everything is racist. This is according to Hot Air. Quote, the LAPD is considering limiting pretextual stops of motorists and pedestrians by officers investigating serious crime, arguing they aren't effective and have undermined public trust in the police, particularly among Black and Latino residents who have been disproportionately targeted in the past. Such stops involve officers citing minor traffic or code violations as a pretext for stopping motorists, bicyclists, or pedestrians who they suspect may be involved in more serious crime. This has been used for decades by the LAPD, especially in South LA and other areas where gun violence is particularly high. So you're starting to see, again, in LA, in New York, bad police policy. Even Eric Adams, who just took over in New York, hasn't been able to do all that much about the crime, because the biggest problem in New York is that Eric Adams has very little power in New York. Right? Eric Adams can appoint the commissioner of the NYPD. That's all he can do. Joe Biden has some real problems because of the crime in the city. So yesterday he visited with Eric Adams. And while he was there, he announced that he doesn't support defund the police any longer.
The answer is not to abandon our streets. That's not the answer. The answer is to come together, the police and communities, building trust and making us all safer. The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors, and community needs you and know the community.
Okay, so this inarticulate old man babbling, he's trying to pivot. I think it's unlikely that he is able to pivot because, again, his base will never allow him to pivot. But the fact that he wants to pivot shows that he now knows, the Democrats now know, they are in serious trouble come 2022, come 2024. If they don't pivot, the problem is they may be locked in by their own ideology to a place where they can't pivot. They are now like Ross trying to get that couch up the stairs in the stairwell. Like, that pivot ain't happening. The angle of turn is just too great. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former Vice President Mike Pence defending his actions when he presided over the joint session of Congress to certify the 2020 presidential election.
In a speech to the Conservative Federalist Society, Pence said former President Trump is wrong to claim that he could have overturned the results of the 2020 election. Just last weekend, Trump blasted Pence for his role on January 6th of last year. But the former VP told the group that, under the Constitution, he had no right to change the outcome of the election. And he said Kamala Harris will have no right to overturn the election when Republicans beat them in 2024. Greg Clugston,
Washington.
The investigation by the military into the attack during the Afghanistan evacuation last year has concluded a suicide bomber carried 20 pounds of explosives. The blast outside the Kabul airport in August killed 11 Marines, one sailor, and one Army soldier. Also at townhall.com, Ford Motor Company says Google is joining the automaker's effort to transform a once dilapidated Detroit train station into a research hub. It'll be focusing on electric and self-driving vehicles. Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Together, this is another sign that we are moving forward in a way that shows Michigan is in it to win, that we are going to lead in the mobility sector, that we are serious about developing high-tech and high-skilled jobs.
Ford Motor Company Executive Chair Bill Ford.
I was sick and tired of driving by this building all the time and having this be the poster child for the decay of Detroit.
A man who shot and killed four people at a Nashville Waffle House in 2018 been found guilty on four counts of first-degree murder. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you've ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com. 855-565-5519 or standwithisraeltour.com.
The SeaWorld theme park in Orlando, Florida, opening new pools to care for manatees that are dying of starvation.
The theme park is one of five facilities in the U.S. helping to care for sick and injured manatees. Federal and state efforts are underway after the likable round-tailed marine mammals saw their worst ever die-off last year. SeaWorld says it's added five 40-foot pools to accommodate up to 20 manatees within 2 weeks. Biologists say the manatees' plight can be blamed on poor water quality in their normal habitat. Bob Agner reporting.
SpaceX and NASA investigating a parachute issue that occurred in the last two capsule flights. One of the four main parachutes was slow to inflate during the return of four astronauts to Earth in November. Same thing happened last week as a Dragon cargo capsule was bringing back some science experiments from the International Space Station. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Now, here's a sight you just don't see very often. A chicken has been caught sneaking around a high security area at the Pentagon.
The Animal Welfare League of Arlington says the loose hen was found near the U.S. Department of Defense headquarters. She was taken into custody by one of the league's employees. It's unclear where the chicken came from or how she got to the Pentagon. A Welfare League spokesperson says the hen with brown feathers and a red comb and wattles is a Rhode Island Red. She's been named Henny Penny, and the animal group says she's being adopted by a staff member who has a small farm. Keith Peters reporting.
It was a day of mixed trading on Wall Street Friday when all was said and done. Dow Industrials lost 21 points, but on the tech side, the NASDAQ gained 219 for the day. The S&P 500 added 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With rain and snow, hail and slush, you know those intermittent winter weather conditions we have? Collisions are bound to happen. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers a low-cost alternative, about 30% less than the national average, and excellent workmanship as well. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate, or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? You don't? Well, me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, so Joe Biden is widely perceived as soft on crime. The Democratic Party is widely perceived as soft on crime. And so they're now attempting to shift that. The reason that they are shifting that, of course, is that being soft on crime is bad in an era when murder rates are wildly up. And so Joe Biden headed on over to New York to hang out with Eric Adams. Eric Adams is the newly elected mayor of New York City. He doesn't have all that much control over crime in New York City in the sense that he can appoint a new NYPD commissioner, but he can't actually do the prosecutions, right? Andrew McCarthy makes this point in the New York Post today that in New York, the way this works is that the DAs are elected. So if the DAs refuse to actually enforce crime, if the DAs just let people out back on the streets without actually locking them up, the cops can do their job. As long as the DAs are not doing their job, crime continues to spiral out of control. But Biden has to associate with Eric Adams so that he looks like he wants to be tough on crime, which just shows that, you know, Jen Psaki last week, she said, I don't understand. Why would people think that he's not soft on crime? I mean, where is this even coming from? Obviously, the perception that he's soft on crime has gotten to the White House. And so Biden is headed on over to New York to head on over and hang out with Eric Adams. According to Politico, one likes to go out at night before waking up early. The other keeps a compressed schedule and enjoys weekends on the Delaware shore. That's a nice way of saying one is a very, very old man who works 4 hours a day. One is a former cop who ran for office with the support of rank and file officers. The other is a lifelong politician whose relationship with the cops has had its ups and downs. One takes his paychecks in crypto. The other famously pays for his ice cream in cash. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and President Joe Biden have taken wildly different paths to their current posts, but they sense a similarity in each other. I love when Politico just does comms for the White House. Each man has decided to lean on the other as they chart out the tricky political terrain before them. The president on Thursday sat down with a man who has dubbed himself the Biden of Brooklyn to discuss an increase in violent crime that has jolted Democratic leaders in cities across the country. I like that it's jolted them when it's their fault. You guys did it. Hasn't been reflected in all the red areas. Adams first met the president last summer at a White House event with other leaders on crime. The stakes are high for both Biden and Adams as they convene in New York City to discuss gun violence, an issue Adams has staked his mayoralty on, and that Republicans nationally are using to hammer Democrats ahead of this year's midterm elections. Both men are moderate Democrats who fended off rivals on the left to win their respective offices. And Adams is enthusiastically embracing the comparison as Biden comes to his side a month into his new tenure. I'm the Biden of Brooklyn, and I love the fact the president is coming here, Adams said to Politico. He said that he and Biden just felt connected. Our romance is in the air. Biden and Merrick Garland planned to visit the NYPD headquarters with Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul to discuss efforts to get guns off the streets. I love that this is their take on crime. Their take on crime is gun regulations. Yeah, that's not the problem, gang. The problem is that you have allowed the left to take over your party and then to release people onto the streets without bail. That has been the problem in the major cities. Later, Biden and Merrick Garland, who, by the way, Merrick Garland has been spending his time at the DOJ trying to crack down on police departments across the country with silly and baseless consent decrees. But they were going to meet with community violence intervention groups in Queens. The governor rounds out the group as another centrist Democrat trying to be proactive on tackling gun violence while assuring a fairer criminal justice system. So what they really wish to get out of this, both Adams and Biden, is the belief by the American public that they are anti-crime, but their actual hard-headed measures do not really involve policing crime. It's all anti-Second Amendment stuff and social workers. So, for example, Joe Biden yesterday, he read out of a binder that he was denouncing defunding the police. He has to do this now. You have to walk him around with cue cards to explain to him where he is and what is going on. So here was Joe Biden yesterday in New York reading out of a binder very passionately about how much he dislikes defund the police.
The answer is not to abandon our streets. That's not the answer. The answer is to come together. Police and communities, building trust and making us all safer. The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors, and community needs you and know the community.
Okay, how spontaneous is that quote? He said that on Thursday. Here is what a senior administration official said on a call with reporters on Wednesday evening before Biden arrived. Quote, Biden does not think the answer is to defund our police, but it's instead to give them the tools and resources they need to be good partners, to be good protectors, to institute the needed reforms, so they are able to build trust with the community. Yeah, you think he's not scripted by his aides? He is scripted down to the nub by his aides, because Joe Biden off the cuff is a disaster. Joe Biden off the cuff is like, come on into Ukraine, Vladimir, enjoy yourself. Joe Biden off the cuff is a guy who starts rambling nonsensically about tax reform and ice cream. The trip to New York came after two NYPD officers were shot and killed, the latest in a spate of high-profile crimes in the city that also included a woman shoved to her death and from a Times Square subway train. Adams has laid out an ambitious and controversial plan to combat violence in response, including bringing back a disbanded NYPD unit to root out guns and rolling back some criminal justice reforms. But Biden didn't talk about any of that stuff. Right? This is the problem. Okay, so Biden didn't talk about any of the actual controversial stuff. All he did was mouth a few platitudes, and then he got to his actual point, which is, I don't like guns and we need social workers. So once again, that pivot that Joe Biden wants to undertake, it's just, I'm not sure it's possible for him. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, let me tell you, I went to the gas station the other day. I filled up a tank of gas. It costs like $1 million. It is so expensive to buy gas right now. Why wouldn't you be saving money on gas if you could? Well, here's the good news. You can. All you have to do is head on over to the App Store or Google Play right now and download that free Get Upside app. Use promo code Shapiro for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first fill up. Cash back. Do not pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free. Use promo code Shapiro for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a year in cash back. There's no catch. The cash back gets added directly to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download that free Get Upside app. Use promo code Shapiro to get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your very first tank of gas. That is promo code Shapiro. Go check them out right now. All you have to do, again, head on over to the App Store or Google Play. Get that free Get Upside app. Search for that in the search bar and then download it. And then use promo code Shapiro and get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your very first tank of gas. Okay, so what proposals did Joe Biden actually posit in New York while he was visiting? Well, he said we need more social workers. So there's that.
We need more social workers. We need more mental health workers. We need more people who, when you're called on these scenes and someone's about to jump off a roof, is not just someone standing there with a weapon.
Okay, so that's more social workers. Also, we need to get rid of the Second Amendment. And here's where Joe Biden just starts rambling nonsensically about the Second Amendment, which is weird because he was around when it was written. He's 800 years old. Here is Joe Biden, who is... He's just not with us, guys. He's not. Here he is rambling nonsensically about the Second Amendment.
For any of the press listening, this doesn't violate anybody's Second Amendment right. There's no violation of a Second Amendment right. We talk like there's no amendment that's absolute. When the amendment was passed, it didn't say anybody can own a gun and any kind of gun and any kind of weapon. You couldn't buy a cannon and when this amendment was passed. Is there no reason why you should be able to buy certain assault weapons?
Okay. Everything you just said was not true. Like, all the things. So, first of all, you could own pretty much anything back in the Revolutionary War era. Also, people did privately own cannons. In fact, people's privately owned cannons were largely used by the militia during the Revolutionary War. So, yeah, he's just wrong about it. So his solution is crackdown on guns in New York City with federal gun trafficking laws, because that's been working great. That's obviously the problem. We've had the same federal gun trafficking laws on the books since the 90s, basically. And Joe Biden's proposal is federal gun trafficking laws to stop crime in New York City, not throw people in jail when they commit crimes and then keep them in jail because they are going to commit more crimes. Don't do that. More social workers. And also, you couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment. Yeah, man. So this is the problem. Again, they are boxed in by their own ideology. They can't just let go. Here's the thing. You know a tough-on-crime Democrat would actually win? I mean, Eric Adams did not campaign on cannons were not sold during the Revolutionary War. Eric Adams did not campaign on gun regulations. Eric Adams campaigned on, I'm going to put back together the band that got rid of crime in New York City in the first place, and also I'm going to roll back some of this criminal justice reform nonsense. That's what he ran on. That's what he won on. But Biden cannot abandon that progressive base. They are the most active part of his base. Without them, he's in serious trouble. And so he keeps trying to have it both ways, and he can't really have it both ways. Well, for her part, Sunny Hostin on The View is really desperately trying to spin this as a Republican failure. Yeah, crime in New York, Chicago, L.A., D.C., all of that's because of the Republicans, of course, according to the geniuses on The View. Again, the collective IQ at The View is barely triple digits. That's the collective IQ at The View, not for each individual one. All of them put together. Here is Sunny Hostin.
It's not about funding. It's not about the fact that police don't have enough funding. But what I do think that's interesting is that the conversation about a rise in crime, about a rise in gun crime, just never seems to include the unfettered access to guns
right.
in this country. And that is because Republicans don't find it politically expedient.
Yeah, it's probably about the gun control. That's the answer. Meanwhile, On the border, things continue to deteriorate. We've had record numbers of border arrests over the course of the last year, which reflects a record number of people attempting to cross the border. Plus, again, soft border policy ends with actual crime. According to Tim Meads, writing for Daily Wire, a twice-deported illegal alien charged with spray-painting swastikas on historic Union Station in Washington, D.C., has been apprehended by authorities. The Mexican national has an expansive criminal record, including 35 pages of a rap sheet in the state of Colorado alone. According to the Washington Examiner, Geraldo Pando, 34, was arrested on January 28th and charged with the display of certain emblems and defacing private public property for drawing the Nazi symbol on Union Station. The incident is being investigated as a hate crime, given the fact that it occurred the day after the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Washington Examiner first reported that current immigration policy appears to shield Pando from deportation. Quote, despite his records, ICE did not attempt to take him into federal custody after the Union Station arrest so he could face deportation. Instead, he gets to stay. Pando has been detained and arrested a week prior to the Union Station incident for vandalizing U.S. Capitol Police headquarters, according to a senior Senate aide familiar with Pando's run-ins with federal, state, and local law enforcement. Capitol Police then released him because ICE did not ask he be detained until he could be transferred into federal custody. Capitol Police and ICE did not respond to requests for comment. So it's going to be fun to watch this one disappear from the news. If this were white supremacists spray painting swastikas on Union Station, top of the news for 3 days. Illegal immigrant, twice deported, not being deported anymore, doing it? Not a news story. Local news story. Senator Rob Portman said the criminal who defaced Union Station with anti-Semitic symbols, Geraldo Pando, should not have been able to commit this act of hatred. He's a convicted felon, an unlawful migrant with a criminal history of deportations and arrests, including for assault on a first responder. It's inexcusable ICE did not process him, and he was released back into the community to commit this crime. But, of course, this administration has no answer on illegal immigration at all. In fact, Kamala Harris was asked about it, and Kamala Harris is so bad at answering questions. I mean, it's just, it's painful to watch her. It is painful to watch her. It's like an endless episode of Michael Scott cringe without any of the charm. It's so bad. So here's Kamala Harris trying to answer about illegal immigration.
Not only we've seen not a reduction in the number of immigrants coming to the U.S., but we are seeing an increase in the number of people coming in. So what has gone wrong so far?
I believe very strongly. Most people don't want to leave home. They don't want to leave the place where they grew up, the place, the church where they worship. They don't want to leave their grandmother. And when people leave home, it usually is for one of two reasons. Either they are fleeing harm, or they cannot simply stay and take care of the basic needs of themselves and their families.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm approaching our root causes work with that spirit.
Oh, so you have no answer. So basically, the only reason people leave is because they're poor and because they're victims of violence. So if we just solve poverty and violence, then we should end the illegal immigration crisis. Or we could police our border. We could do maybe like a wall. Or maybe we just, you know, don't ship people to the interior of the United States. But they don't have answers on these sorts of things. So again, they have to show that they care about illegal immigration without doing anything. Show that they care about crime without doing anything. Pretty solid stuff here from the Biden administration. Already coming up, the Olympics are starting in short order. Nancy Pelosi has some advice for our Olympic athletes. First, you think your homeowner's insurance covers home title fraud? Think again. Neither does your common identity theft program. So you're asking yourself right now, what the heck is home title fraud? Here is the thing. The FBI calls home title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes in America, which is why you need to go to HomeTitleLock.com. It's America's leader in home title protection. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you actually own your home. The deeds to all of our homes are online right now. In minutes, a criminal can find and forge your name off the deed to your home and refile as the new owner. Like Jeff, who spent a fortune in legal fees after a thief forged himself onto the deed to Jeff's home and took out loans. Jeff didn't have home title lock then. He definitely does now. Or Deborah, she thought her common identity theft service would protect her after a criminal got onto the deed to her home and had her evicted. Deborah has home title lock now. HomeTitleLock.com. It's your peace of mind that the deed to your home is protected. Visit HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com. Again, you wouldn't leave your safe at home just wide open for anybody to break into your house and steal all your jewelry. Why would you leave the value of your actual home unprotected? Head on over to HomeTitleLock.com right now and protect yourself. Already coming up, the Olympics has launched in Beijing. The propaganda effort has begun. By Nancy Pelosi, this is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Now, this- This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Started.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the Olympics have begun in China, and amazingly, as you would expect, a huge number of our media outlets are just going all out for the Chinese regime. So NBC News had a broadcast of the opening ceremonies in which they overtly said, you know, people in the United States, they may think that China's a human rights violator, but China sees itself on the forefront of the developed world. And China sees itself as a leader for all of these, and many nations agree, from Africa and Asia. It's like, my God, people. This is a repressive dictatorial regime that's keeping a million Uyghurs in slavery, forcibly sterilizing women, killed tens of millions of children over the course of the last 35 years, unborn, and by the way, born, because infanticide in China during the one-child policy was pretty widespread and rife. And you're still playing defense for them. Nancy Pelosi was kind of doing the same thing yesterday. It was kind of astonishing. She told U.S. athletes, guys, don't protest. Don't do it. You're just going to make trouble for us.
I would say to our athletes, you're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless. I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they are there. I respect that. But I also worry about what the Chinese government might do to their reputations, to their families.
Okay, so I'm just going to point out right here that she is the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States of America, the most powerful country in world history. And she's begging American athletes not to say anything that might offend the Chinese because you don't know what they might do. Well, they should not know what we would do. Like, do you think we would ever say this during the Trump administration? Seriously, you think anyone from Trump's team would ever say that athletes should shut up when they go to China? Or do you think that they would say, listen, if you guys touch one of our athletes, there will be serious consequences for you? very serious consequences. I mean, this is... In 1936, very famously, the Olympics were held in Berlin, and the West basically allowed Hitler to do a propaganda show in Berlin. This was, Hitler was allowed to act as though Germany was a thriving global power. He was allowed to act as though everything was spick and span in the midst of Berlin. Everything was good. They pretended to be tolerant of Jews for 5 seconds during the Olympics. All this is very famous. And the West just overlooked it. Time magazine, I believe, that year made Hitler its man of the year on its cover. Well, now we've got the Democrats doing the exact same thing with China. That's insane. That's an insane clip from Nancy Pelosi saying that. Telling our athletes, you're not allowed to protest? Because if you... So, let me get this straight. In the United States, it's an act of good for you to kneel for the national anthem of the United States. In fact, Nancy Pelosi will kneel in the middle of the Capitol building. She will kneel in the middle of the Capitol building to protest American racism. But she will tell American athletes in China, say nothing about China's human rights violations and predations because they might be mean to you. And as the Speaker of the House, I don't know what I can do. You're the Speaker of the House. You're third in line to the presidency. You're the head of the most powerful legislative branch in the world and in world history. And your answer is kneel for the national anthem at home. Athletes should have everything they have to say here at home. But the minute you go over to China, shut the hell up and dribble. Amazing, amazing stuff. Meanwhile, NBC News said this. I'm not kidding. This is a direct quote from NBC News, Josh Rogan reporting, quote, Western governments allege a systemic repression of Muslim Uyghurs. It has to be said that the Chinese government emphatically denies all of this. They say accusations of genocide are the lie of the century. And then NBC continues to say that it's just a question, like the Americans just keep saying this sort of stuff. Quote, the Biden administration cited ongoing human rights abuses by the Chinese government against the Uyghurs as the reason for the diplomatic boycott. So, again, all of these media outlets that are making tons of money off the Olympics, they have to pretend that the Olympics are not actually just a propaganda effort being run on behalf of one of the most authoritarian regimes in world history. I can't get over that quote from Pelosi. I just can't get over it. I can't get over the Speaker of the House of the United States telling American athletes not to protest because the consequences might be too harsh. What are we, chopped liver here in the United States? Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, speaking of elderly Democratic leaders saying absolutely asinine things, Chuck Schumer, the very, very temporary Senate Majority Leader, probably the most ineffectual Senate Majority Leader I've ever seen, certainly I've ever seen, maybe in the history of the country. I mean, this guy has been able to get nothing seriously done. He's undermined his own credibility on every major issue. So yesterday he got up and he was rambling about the Supreme Court and how we need a black woman on the Supreme Court, because of course it's not racism if you select a black woman. It's only a racism if you select against a black woman. So Chuck Schumer then dumped this piece of non-history into the public record.
The president's pledge to name a black woman to the Supreme Court is historic. There have been 115 justices who have sat on the court since 1789. Only five of them have ever been women. None until 1981. Only two have been African American. But never, never has there been an African-American woman who still make up barely 6% of the federal judiciary. Amazing. Until 1981, this powerful body, the Supreme Court, was all white men. Imagine.
Okay, so just a quick note right there. He says, until 1981, this powerful body was all white men. Yeah, dude, it wasn't. Thurgood Marshall was on the Supreme Court. So no, and by the way, I love how the Jews just disappeared right there. There were some Jewish justices as well, like Louis Brandeis. Alrighty, coming up, we'll be joined by Megan Kelly, who will discuss what she knows about Jeff Zucker. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Redding. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarredding.com. NMLS 1162668.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
With rain and snow, hail and slush, you know those intermittent winter weather conditions we have? Collisions are bound to happen. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers a low-cost alternative, about 30% less than the national average, and excellent workmanship as well. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate, or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Megyn Kelly. You know Megyn Kelly. She doesn't need any sort of introduction. She's now the host of the podcast, The Megyn Kelly Show, which, of course, is a massive hit. Megyn, thanks so much for joining the program. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better mainly because I like it when the veils are stripped off of life and you get to see the seamy underside of the media business. And I have to admit that I am highly amused by everything surrounding Jeff Zucker. So you were one of the first people online to point out that everybody has known for 20 years that Jeff Zucker has been shtupping Allison Ghost, and that she'd been following him around from job to job, And both of them have just been failing upward, him first usually and then taking her with him. And yet the entire media is reacting with shock that he lost his job over this. What is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I have been told about this well before COVID. I was wondering before COVID why nobody had reported on this or why it hadn't come out. You know, and they say it was an open secret. I actually didn't know if it was an open secret or not. I had been told this by somebody close to them. So whatever, you know, I mean, I didn't pursue it because it's like they're having an affair. It's really none of my business, whatever. Our business is disgusting. You know, it's kind of what, as far as it went. But then when it came out, everyone started coming out of the woodwork saying, we knew. And let me tell you, if the timing that they are offering up on the timing of their affair, they're saying it started during COVID. But again, I refer you to the fact that I've been told about this prior to COVID. If the timing is not true, then there's a whole other layer of ethical problems here, because it means he was promoting her up the ranks at a time when he was sleeping with her. And you tell me how you'd feel if you were a young PR executive or wannabe executive at either NBC, if it started there, or at CNN, if it started there, wondering why you didn't get that promotion, but the woman sleeping with the boss did. It's a problem on many layers.
So, Megan, Rolling Stone is reporting today that apparently they started having an affair in 1996. Okay, so I was 12. Yeah. Apparently, when that started happening, and she went from being basically an intern at the Today Show to being the head of comms, essentially, at NBC News. And then she stepped out from that position as soon as he stepped out from that position. And then as soon as he was at CNN, she immediately quit her job with Andrew Cuomo and then headed on over to CNN. It sounds like the only reason this really happened, Megan, is because there was a battle for power inside Warner Media. Because what it looked like is that there was about to be this change in ownership structure, and CNN was about to be absorbed under the Discovery Network, and the guy who was in charge killed, I guess, was about to be essentially ousted from his current position. He was going to lose his job. And just in time, Chris Cuomo arrives with this lawsuit, which, among other things, alleges that not just that Zucker and Gallus were going at it, which apparently, again, everybody had known for nearly my entire lifetime, but also that Zucker and Gallus had been coordinating with Andrew Cuomo since the beginning of the pandemic to help him do comms, which is pretty astonishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the biggest red flag of all, because you tell me, Zucker comes out, tries to make himself sound like a decent guy, like this just began when we were both divorced recently and we were both conveniently at the executive level. Meanwhile, she was reporting to him for most of her career. Okay, so she was an underling. He tries to sort of style it in the most forgiving, makes me look good light. And everybody at CNN who would not have a career but for Jeff Zucker is astonished and deeply saddened. And it's all the people who couldn't get jobs elsewhere. Trust me, I know. I know a lot of them who applied to Fox, couldn't get in, wound up at CNN because Jeff Zucker took a chance on them. They got absolutely no ratings, but he didn't fire them. And now those people are very sad he's gone. Okay, fine. But what's really interesting is the Chris Cuomo lawsuit definitely was some sort of a trigger here. But I don't know that it was the trigger they're claiming. To me, there's another shoe to drop, because there's no way he actually left just because of the affair. I think, if my instincts are right, there's something else coming, and he wants this to be the distraction for the reason that's coming still or should come. And he wants to sort of say to everybody, you know, I left just because I did this totally human thing that a lot of people can relate to, as opposed to something more nefarious that is likely coming down the line. The Daily Mail's reporting Chris Cuomo may have reached a deal to settle for $9 million instead of the $18 million he was suing for. I don't know whether that's true, but if this keeps going, we're more likely to learn about the real issue afoot.
I mean, I'm suspicious as well. If you get a $9 million settlement from CNN over clearly violating basic journalistic ethics, but you get $9 million for just firing the one bullet that apparently everybody in the United States knew about, with the exception of maybe me personally, that seems like there's something else that they just do not wish to drop right here. It also undercuts the entire shtick that they were doing during the entirety of 2020, which was that Fox News is completely in the pocket of Donald Trump, but we here at CNN are perfectly objective. Meanwhile, Jeff Zucker, Allison Gallis, and Chris Cuomo are all pretty much working for the governor of New York, trying to turn him into a COVID hero while he is shoveling COVID-positive elderly people back into nursing homes and then covering up mass death.
Okay, so that's the question. How deep does that relationship go? How intimate was it? Exactly what was going on between the two of them and Andrew Cuomo? Because for just in the past month, think of the amount of coverage there was on CNN of the Sean Hannity, the Laura Ingraham texts to Trump trying to get him to, you know, do something about January 6th, stand down on the voter fraud claims and so on. And CNN had a field day with that. They absolutely loved talking about how they were allegedly advising the president, and they claimed that the on-air rhetoric didn't match up. That was not my takeaway when I looked at the on-air rhetoric versus the text. But this is what CNN was pushing for weeks. And now it comes out that their own CEO and the woman who literally 1 year ago, 12 months ago, the headlines were that she was going to be the new head of CNN. He was going to get a promotion and she was going to move to be the head of CNN. This woman who was a trainee at the Today Show when he was the executive producer when Rolling Stone claimed the affair started in 1996, drafted behind him all along. Within 1 year at NBC, Rolling Stone saying that she became the head of Today Show PR and so on. So she was going to be the number two person. These two behind the scenes now at CNN running that company are actively advising Andrew Cuomo on how to handle his press conferences, on how to deal with Donald Trump, and even allegedly giving him one-liners to respond to Trump with on those softball Chris Cuomo interviews, which would make a lot of sense because Andrew Cuomo is not clever, and he did have a couple of good lines.
Alrighty, more with Megyn Kelly in just one moment. First, it's been said a lot that if you want to become rich, you need to invest like the rich. The problem is the rich can invest in ways that you cannot. They can invest in luxury real estate, private equity, hedge fund products. These have been off limits for 93% of Americans. But there is another multi-trillion dollar asset class that's historically been limited to the 1%, high-end art. Now you can access those kinds of investments. So why would you invest in art? Well, you might realize, to start, that blue-chip art prices outpaced the S&P 500 by more than twofold from 1995 to 2021. And now you can invest in multi-million dollar art with Masterworks. They're the alternative investment platform valued at over $1 billion that lets people invest in art. Over 320,000 members have signed up and realized a 32% annualized net return for their investors from a Banksy sale. Many of them are your fellow Ben Shapiro listeners. I've partnered with Masterworks to get y'all priority access to secure your spot. Head on over to masterworks.io/Ben. That is masterworks.io/Ben. Before deciding to invest, carefully review the important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer. Head on over to masterworks.io/Ben to get started. So, Megyn, I also want to get your take on the latest in the Whoopi Goldberg saga. I want to get your take on this, obviously, because you've had some experiences in being canceled for bad things that you've said, bad things trademark. So, obviously, you made what I thought was not only a non-objectionable comment, but frankly, a pretty obvious one, which is that there's a difference between dressing up in full-on mocking black people blackface and dressing up in tribute to a black performer for Halloween, which has been, I mean, I had Juan Williams on the show and he said exactly the same thing. So I found it utterly non-shocking, but they basically used that as an excuse to get rid of you at Network News. Whoopi Goldberg goes on air and says that the Holocaust is white on white crime. And so it's between two groups of white people. So whatever. And she's suspended for a couple of weeks, and everybody in the media comes out of the woodwork to suggest that she definitely should not be canceled. It would be very, very bad if she were canceled. Now, as a person who's typically against cancellation for saying bad things, I have added a proviso to my standard. My proviso is if you are one of the people who is part of the cancel mob, then I have no mercy for you. And at that point, you get to live by your own standards. I wonder where you're falling on this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I loved your headline on your podcast the other day. Whoopi Goldberg says everyone is racist but Hitler. Perfect. You're exactly right, though. No, I agree with you. And I thought about this when Candace Owens and Nicole Arbour had a fight about cancel culture. And I gave a lot of thought to it. And I'm on the side of Candace. If you actively participate in cancel culture, I have no sympathy for you if you get canceled. I don't think she deserves to be fired or suspended, et cetera. I don't like that. I like the free exchange of ideas. Even if you say something stupid, the chance to learn, chance to keep the discussion going, fine. And I have no problem with people ripping on her either. You're on a show called The View. You express yours every day. You're going to take some incoming. However, live by the sword, die by the sword. And I don't feel bad for her at all that she's taking the incoming, or if even greater punishment comes her way, because how else is the left going to learn that no one wants to live like this? Right? It's all well and good until the mob turns on you. And she's been part of the mob, and that show has been part of creating this mob cancel culture for years. And I will add one addendum. ABC, you know, acting shocked that she said something offensive and, you know, something has to be done. That's a joke too, Ben, right? Like, we could go through the long list of things that ABC has done itself at the executive level, from burying the Jeffrey Epstein story, which they had and didn't want to run with, right? Team Clinton objected, and suddenly the story went away. And I could go on. You know, they fired other people like Gina Carano for absolutely nothing. Now they're claiming they have clean hands. The mouse did. And by the way, that same show aired Joy Behar's blackface Halloween photo in 2016. 2015, and no one fluttered an eyelid. No one stopped to say, oh, is that appropriate? She didn't have to go to a two-week re-education camp on it. Everyone thought that was fine.
It's just, it's amazing stuff. Well, Megyn Kelly, appreciate your time. And again, I think congratulations, frankly, to all of us, because when the news actually, when journalisming happens about the journalismers, I'm highly amused. I will admit to having enjoyed this week, and I'm not going to feel ashamed of that in any way. Megyn, appreciate the time.
I agree with you. All right, see you soon.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Misty Maris about the very odd Brian Flores lawsuit against the NFL, which doesn't actually allege any violation of law. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, it's almost Valentine's Day, and you know what that means for dudes? You don't want your biology failing you. You want things working the way they are supposed to, and this is why you need, if you've been experiencing ED, to head on over to GetRoman.com/Ben today. Speak with a U.S.-licensed healthcare professional about ED. If prescribed, get $15 off your first month of treatment. With ED treatments, you have the self-assurance of knowing that when you need to, things will work. Pick up your phone or laptop, complete a free online visit with a U.S.-licensed healthcare professional. Roman offers 5 prescription treatments, including the brand and generic versions of the most common ED medications. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If prescription medication is appropriate, it ships to you with free 2-day shipping. To make sure you get your package in time for Valentine's Day, your order needs to be placed by February 9th. So you are running out of time. Don't waste any time. Start that online visit today. With Roman, you get free ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just head on over to GetRoman.com/Ben. Complete an online visit. That is GetRoman.com/Ben. GetRoman.com/Ben to complete that online visit today. Alrighty, coming up, Brian Flores, former coach for the Miami Dolphins. He's now suing the NFL, alleging that they are racist in their hiring practice. There's only one problem. He actually presents no evidence that they were racist in their hiring practices. We'll be talking with Misty Maris about it in just one moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, perhaps the most celebrated legal moment of the last couple of weeks, certainly at a minimum, is a new lawsuit that has been filed by Brian Flores, who is the former coach of the Miami Dolphins. Flores is alleging systemic racism in the NFL. We went through some of his lawsuit the other day. It looks like it was written in crayon by a third grader. I mean, it really is a terrible lawsuit. Just if he has a claim, he has to actually, at some point, you know, actually say what the claim is from a legal level. Like, what exactly is he legally claiming? Not people were mean to me and I think they're racist. You actually have to provide some allegation of actual racism. Joining us on the line to discuss is Misty Maris, trial attorney based in New York City, specializing in the defense of clients in entertainment, sports, employment, civil rights, and sexual assault and abuse cases. Misty, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
So, Misty, I got to say, I read the lawsuit. And I'm astonished at the media coverage. The media coverage makes this out to be a powerful class action lawsuit. A couple of questions. One, I don't see how this gets certified as a class action. Two, I don't even see what violations of law he is alleging on a racial basis. He may be alleging some violations of law on like a gaming basis because he's accusing the Miami Dolphins management of telling him to tank and saying they would pay him to tank games, which may be some sort of fraud case. But that's a criminal case. I don't see where his actual legal argument is.
Yeah, so when I went through this complaint, Ben, I highlighted every line that I thought was relevant to the claims that are asserted, which is a federal claim under 1981, which is intentional discrimination, the New York State, New York City human rights law, and the New Jersey law against discrimination. And I got to tell you, there's not too much yellow on my pages because there are not a lot of facts that speak to the actual causes of action which are asserted in the complaint. A lot of it seems to be a lot more of a dramatic account of issues that have gone on in the NFL, but do not relate to the actual legal claim. So to take your first point, the class action, I would be very shocked if this was certified as a class action. And there's a lot of requirements. Just because you say it's a class action does not make it so. One of the requirements that I think is particularly problematic in this case is that the individuals who are part of the class have to be similarly situated. And when you're talking about these types of employment decisions, there's going to be unique circumstances surrounding each one of those potential claims. So that's going to be a really, really difficult hurdle. Also, 1981, this federal statute that this particular case is filed under in this complaint, that is an extraordinarily difficult standard. And I don't really see any facts that would support a case under 1981. One, which requires that you prove that a plaintiff prove the decision was but for your race. It is the most stringent standard that was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2020. So this is a real long shot of a case from a legal perspective. It seems to be more of a look, it's making a splash in the public headlines, right, Ben? But I don't know about the legal merit to this case.
So, Misty, it's pretty obvious here that the guy's just looking for a payout from the NFL or to have the NFL try to leverage him back into his preferred line of work, a la Colin Kaepernick. He has an entire section of the lawsuit that talks about Colin Kaepernick and accuses the NFL of basically barring Colin Kaepernick, which, of course, is a lie. The NFL has been actively trying to get Colin Kaepernick a job, and Colin Kaepernick hasn't been showing up to things like tryouts. So it's pretty incredible, and it's pretty obvious that with the help of the sports media, the goal here is to get the NFL, which is between a rock and a hard place of its own making, to basically sign him a check. Because the NFL keeps acquiescing to all of this race talk. They keep saying, you're right, you know, let's scourge ourselves over our systemic racism. You're right. We've been so racist. We have the Rooney, but we're so racist. And so finally, it seems, I mean, to a certain extent, I'm rooting for Flores because he's calling their bluff. He's basically saying, listen, you guys said you're racist. Now I'm saying you're racist. Give me some money. And it seems likely to me that if they wish to avoid some sort of, you know, public relations debacle of their own making, they probably will sign him a check.
Yeah, a lot of these cases resolve in resolution, right? Not that many of these cases are ever going to see a jury. But I work in the sports field. So what I would say is any claim relating to his employment with the Dolphins, like these issues of incentivizing Lawson's and pressure to improperly recruit players that he alleges against Stephen Ross. By the way, Stephen Ross has denied that. It would be a credibility question. That's all going to be subject to their employment contract. I mean, that would be in arbitration so fast, and I would expect the NFL to make a motion to that extent to say this is an improper forum for this case and have to go to our internal arbitration. As far as the violations of the Rooney Rule, look, maybe this case gets settled. You're right. They're in a rock and a hard place from a public relations perspective. But from a legal perspective, I would say you make a motion to dismiss here, because under the statute, as this is pled, there is a real question mark as to whether or not this complaint, which is a very liberal standard with complaints, Ben, we know this, that all you have to do is state a cause of action that's potentially viable. It doesn't have to say everything that is going to come out of the lawsuit. But a motion to dismiss in this case on a 1981 with these facts, that would be the strategic way of handling it. However, as you said, with any corporation, you have to take various factors into consideration, which is public perception versus legal merit. And sometimes that business decision of resolving a case and settling a case outweighs the going into litigation for the next couple of years.
We're seeing Misty Maris, trial attorney based in New York City. You've seen her on Fox and Fox Business, CNN, HLN, and all the rest. So, quick question for you, Misty. They keep citing the Rooney Rule in this lawsuit. Does Brian Flores, he keeps saying, oh, well, the Rooney Rule suggests that you have to interview black candidates for particular positions. I mean, first of all, I'm not sure how these sorts of provisions aren't in and of themselves violative of the Civil Rights Act, because last I checked, racial discrimination is actually not really allowed under federal civil rights law. If it said you have to interview white candidates for a particular position, obviously that would be against the Civil Rights Act and probably violate the Equal Protection Clause if it were a government agency. The Rooney Rule, my favorite thing about this is that the Rooney Rule was so clearly constructed not to actually force teams to hire black coaches, but it was forced to hire teams to make themselves look better by talking to black coaches. And I'm just amused that everybody is so shocked that that's exactly what teams did, that they would hire the coach that they wanted, and then they would bring in a black coach just so they could fulfill the strictures of the Rooney Rule.
The Rooney Rule is an internal rule. So a lot of the way that this is being portrayed in articles that I've been reading, I'm a little surprised, because the Rooney Rule doesn't mean if you violate the Rooney Rule, even say there was hypothetically, which the team denies, that doesn't per se mean that all of a sudden you violated a Civil Rights Act. But to your point, Ben, yeah, the language, you're not supposed to make employment decisions on the basis of race or any protected class. That's Title VII, that's the statute we're talking about in 1981, Civil Rights Act. So, yeah, the language of some of these affirmative action policies or something like the Rooney Rule can be a potential constitutional issue. The Rooney Rule itself doesn't require any obligation in hiring. It requires minority candidates to be interviewed during the process. So when you're talking about violations of the Rooney Rule, it seems that a lot of the media and a lot of the output on this case said, well, because no one was ever, or because this person wasn't hired and they're black, therefore there's an issue here from a civil rights perspective. But that's not necessarily the case. So, in this particular instance, I don't really see any allegations in this complaint that genuinely make that connection between race. And not to mention, Flores went on TV and said, there's really no way to prove it, which is a statement I would be using in my Rule 11 sanctions letter that I'd be filing with the court saying this is a frivolous lawsuit. So that's from a strategic point of view and how that all plays out.
That's Misty Maris. Misty, really appreciate the time and the insight.
Thank you so much, Ben. Always a pleasure to meet with you.
All righty. So we'll be back here next week. We've reached the end of the week, so rest up. I'm sure there will be plenty of more news for us to comment upon. Come Monday, this is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Number of dead in the United States from COVID-19 has now reached 900,000.
Total compiled by Johns Hopkins University is greater than the population of Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. The number of deaths reached 800,000 less than 2 months ago. The Omicron variant is in part the reason for the rising number. President Biden is noting a recent drop in the number of cases.
Down in half in just 3 weeks.
Still too many cases. Still we have to be on the alert. But to be clear, this is a dramatic decline.
According to Johns Hopkins, cases have been declining in 49 out of 50 states over the past 2 weeks, but deaths per day are on the rise in at least 35 states. Dr. Ashish Jha, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, predicts the U.S. will reach 1 million deaths by April. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, RNC votes to censure two GOP representatives for speaking out against former President Donald Trump.
The Republican National Committee votes formally to censure both GOP representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger over their criticism of former President Trump and his participation in the special House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. The censure resolution was voted on by all 168 Republican National Committee members at their winter meeting in Salt Lake City. The effort to punish Cheney of Wyoming and Kinzinger of Illinois comes as party officials judge preparation for this year's midterm elections, when control of Congress and 36 governorships are at stake, with planning for the 2024 presidential election. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Supreme Court weighing Alabama's request to freeze a court order requiring the state to draw new congressional lines and create a second district with a much more significant number of black voters. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you've ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com. 855-565-5519 or standwithisraeltour.com.
The Fish and Wildlife Service proposing designating, quote, critical habitat for a Nevada wildflower it plans to list as endangered.
The move comes amid a conflict over the flower and a mine to produce lithium batteries for electric vehicles, crucial to the Biden administration's environmental agenda. The agency proposed designating critical habitat for Times buckwheat on a high desert ridge 200 miles from Reno. It's the only place in the world the wildflower is known to exist. It's also the site of that proposed lithium mine. Rich Thomason reporting.
Pointing lasers at airplanes and helicopters, a big problem. FAA says pilots reported more than 9,700 laser strikes last year. Lasers aimed at aircraft have been a safety concern now for more than 10 years. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Queen Elizabeth will mark 70 years on the throne Sunday.
From her early days as a glamorous young royal in glittering tiaras to her more recent incarnation as the nation's grandmother, the Queen's witnessed the end of the British Empire, the advent of multiculturalism, the rise of international terrorism, and the challenges posed by Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic. In a world of relentless change, she's been a constant, representing the UK's interests abroad, applauding the nation's successes, and commiserating in its failures, and always remaining above the fray of politics. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Wall Street numbers for Friday. Dow Industrials lost 21 points, but it was mixed trading for the day. On the tech side, the NASDAQ was up 219 points. S&P 500 added 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek, near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852, on what was the Rancho de Brazgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, so I'm going to begin today with some new revelations about Jeff Zucker. So Zucker is out at CNN, and hilariously, the entire CNN host coterie is very upset about this. They say they are shocked. They are stunned. He was such a good... But why is he being ousted? Just because he was having a consensual, loving relationship with his top deputy, Allison Gollis. What? Why? Why would this happen? Well, the answer to why this would happen, as it turns out, is because Jeff Zucker has apparently been knocking boots with this lady since the mid-90s and then elevating to every job she ever held afterward. According to Rolling Stone, in relationships, timing is everything. And the timeline on Jeff Zucker and Allison Gollis coupledom is not only off by more than two decades, say sources who have worked with the pair. The CNN power couple also repeatedly lied about their relationship to their corporate bosses. According to CNN President Zucker's February 2nd resignation memo to staff, the romantic relationship, which marks a flagrant violation of corporate policy, given that Gollis, the network's top communications executive, was a direct report to Zucker for most of her nine-year tenure there, began sometime in the past 2 years. Gollis said in the same memo, "Jeff and I have been close friends and professional partners for over 20 years. Recently, our relationship changed during COVID. I regret we didn't disclose it at the right time." Zucker said the relationship evolved in recent years. Zucker noted in his memo that WarnerMedia's ongoing investigation into Chris Cuomo, who was fired in December for a breach of ethics after it was discovered he'd been advising his brother, former New York Gov, Andrew Cuomo, while the latter faced accusations of sexual harassment, brought the affair to light and prompted his resignation. It seems the probe, which is being overseen by the law firm of Cravath, Swain & Moore, again, one of the most Tony law firms in all of America, is unearthing plenty of embarrassing details about the goings-on at CNN. The scope of the investigation has now expanded to include Zucker and Gollis' relationship with Andrew Cuomo, too, according to a Warner Media source. But sources who worked closely with Zucker and Gollis, dating back to their days at the Today Show in the mid-90s, dispute their statements in the memo. In reality, these sources tell Rolling Stone, Zucker became romantically entangled with Gollis back in 1996. Yeah, that's 25 years ago, when she was trainee in NBC's corporate communications group, and he was the married executive producer of the Today Show. It was the worst-kept secret, but Jeff was seen as untouchable, says one insider, and their statements in the memo are total BS. In fact, the pair have skirted the issue multiple times in the past. At least one investigation into their relationship had been carried out by WarnerMedia well before COVID. But Zucker and Gollis denied the romance over and over again, says a knowledgeable source. Nothing changed in the corporate hierarchy's reporting structure. A WarnerMedia spokesperson denied that any such investigation had ever been launched, but acknowledged that both parties had been asked about the nature of their relationship multiple times, including after a New York Post gossip item hinted at a romance when they were spotted arguing at a Hollywood Reporter party in 2017. The pair repeatedly denied any impropriety. A representative for Zucker said, quote, "Jeff resigned due to an undisclosed personal relationship." A representative for Gollis did not respond to Rolling Stone's request for comment. Well, here is the backstory. On May 1st, 2020, this is according to Rolling Stone, Jason Kilar took the reins as CEO of WarnerMedia and immediately set about overhauling the sprawling entertainment and media conglomerate owned by AT&T. In the process, Zucker, who also served as chairman of WarnerMedia's news and sports division, lost oversight of CNN's finances and human resources as well as corporate communications, the division run by top executive Gollis. Sources say Kilar was aware of rumors that Zucker was in a long-term relationship with Gollis, who is also the network's chief marketing officer, and that Zucker, given just 24 hours notice of the move, was livid. He's very angry that suddenly his lover is not working for him any longer. His lover is now working for Kilar. Kilar's sudden restructuring prompted several journalists to begin chasing the story of Zucker and Gollis' unorthodox union. Back in September 2020, this reporter placed calls to WarnerMedia and specifically asked if Kilar's decision to move Gollis out from under Zucker was a result of learning about their relationship, which was in violation of the company's code of conduct. At the time, a WarnerMedia spokesperson declined to answer and referred the matter to Gollis herself. Still, a behind-the-scenes executive showdown ensued, and Zucker appeared to have prevailed. After the May 2021 announcement that AT&T would be spinning off WarnerMedia and merging it with Discovery, Kilar, reportedly blindsided by the news, began negotiating his own exit. Zucker was rumored to be getting a bigger role in the new entity because he was very close with the Discovery CEO, David Zaslav. Gollust, in turn, was supposed to become the head of CNN. So Zucker was going to fail upward. Kilar, who was trying to clean house, was going to be ousted. And Gollust was going to take Zucker's place as the head of CNN. So corrupt. So terrible. But those well-laid plans came crashing down when the investigation into Chris Cuomo began sweeping up embarrassing details concerning Zucker and Gollust, including emails and other evidence that painted an undeniable picture of the duo's romantic relationship. The evidence only surfaced in recent days, say two sources, and Kilar basically used this as an excuse to chop off Zucker's head. Facing termination, Zucker resigned and is not poised to receive any severance. Sources say Zaslav was not involved in the decision to cut ties with Zucker. But this isn't the only problem. It turns out that apparently Catherine Forrest, a former U.S. district judge who's actually overseeing the legal investigation into all of this, Forrest is apparently investigating not just Chris Cuomo's alleged help in helping his brother Andrew, but also Zucker and Gollust's help. The source says the investigation suggests Zucker and Gollust were advising Andrew Cuomo at the beginning of the COVID pandemic in ways not dissimilar to what led to Chris Cuomo's dismissal. As Andrew sparred on a daily basis with then-President Trump over COVID messaging, the couple provided the governor with talking points on how to respond to the president's criticism of the New York crisis. They booked the governor directly to appear on the network exclusively, which became a ratings boon for CNN, with Chris Cuomo doing the interviewing. Cuomo and Gollust's conduct, too, would appear to mark an ethical breach for executives acting on behalf of an impartial news organization. And again, Rolling Stone says over the past 3 decades, the Zucker-Gollust relationship was no secret inside the newsrooms of NBC or CNN. Within a year of Zucker and Gollust commencing the affair, according to multiple sources, Gollust leapfrogged from trainee to the role of senior publicist for The Today Show. Zucker became her boss, a paradigm that continued for years to come with only two brief interruptions. Through a series of promotion, her purview expanded. She added oversight duties for NBC News, MSNBC, CNBC, and Weather Channel, as well as NBC Nightly News, Dateline, and Meet the Press. So Zucker was nailing this intern, basically, and she kept moving upward with him. He just kept elevating her in stature to the point where eventually he was going to move up at Discovery and she was going to end up as the head of CNN. Meanwhile, both of them at CNN were calling up Andrew Cuomo to advise him on how to handle the pandemic and comms with Donald Trump, which makes sense considering that Jeff Zucker knew Cuomo and Gollust had once been a senior comms director for Cuomo. In 2000, Zucker became president of NBC Entertainment and quickly pulled off a series of splashy deals, including signing Donald Trump to host The Apprentice and Joe Rogan to host Fear Factor. Oh, the irony. In 2009, Gollust was named executive VP of corporate communications at NBC Universal, becoming the chief spokesperson for Zucker. But then in June 2010, Zucker was ousted as Comcast was about to complete its 51% acquisition of NBC Universal. He was paid $30 million to $40 million to leave. And then 5 months later, Gollust resigned. And then as Zucker was plotting his media world comeback, both he and Gollust became intertwined with the Cuomo brothers. In 2012, Gollust took a post as comms director for Andrew Cuomo. Not long after Zucker joined CNN, one of his first hires was Chris Cuomo. Very quickly after that, Gollust resigned and joined Zucker at CNN, where she was named senior vice president of communications for CNN worldwide. Unbelievable. Gollust says she now plans to stay with the network, even if any ascension plans have evaporated. Well, that makes sense. I mean, who's going to hire her? Who's going to look at Allison Gollust as anything but a hire by a guy who was having sex with her, allegedly, for 25 years? By the way, they were both married for a large portion of this time. So these are just the delightful people who are running the most trusted name in news. And the CNN staffers are angry. But they're not angry at Jeff Zucker or Allison Gollust. They're angry at Chris Cuomo. Now, listen, Chris Cuomo is a douchebag, but Chris Cuomo is not responsible for this. Chris Cuomo is just pointing out what everybody apparently at CNN knew, which is that Zucker and Gollust were doing exactly what Chris Cuomo was doing, except they were also knocking boots at the time. It's all absurd. It's all absurd. It's an incestuous little pathetic circle. It's really, really funny. Okay, apparently, CNN employees are really, really mad at Cuomo. According to reports from Politico, everyone here is heartbroken and shocked. People are blaming this on Chris. Not a lot of love between CNN and Chris Cuomo for a while. Apparently, Jake Tapper said, an outside observer might say, it looks like Chris Cuomo succeeded. He threatened Jeff. Jeff said, we don't negotiate with terrorists, and Chris blew the place up. How do we get past the perception that this is the bad guy winning? Well, I mean, listen, I like a lot of what Jake does, but all of these people are the bad guy. And I'm not aware that Chris Cuomo is not the bad guy, but Jeff Zucker is the good guy. He and Allison Gallas were overtly, apparently, advising Andrew Cuomo in the middle of the pandemic while running the most trusted name in news. And this is a corrupt yuck. But this is how it works. The rules didn't apply to these people until it became convenient for the rules to apply to these people. Like, Warner Media had to know that these two were lovers for years. I mean, apparently everybody in town knew. Megyn Kelly says everybody in town knew. Like, everybody. And they just kept failing upward. Because let's face it, Jeff Zucker has done nothing successful since he ran the Today Show. He blew up what was the best nightly lineup. The best comedy lineup probably in the history of TV. Like, this massively successful nightly primetime lineup at NBC. And Jeff Zucker came in and just destroyed it. And then he somehow failed upward into the position at CNN, and he was about to fail upward again into a position at Discovery. That's how all this works. So what really happened here? What really happened here is that Kilar, it sounds like, took his revenge by initiating this investigation on the basis of Chris Cuomo's lawsuits, and then used that as a way of getting Zucker out. Which suggests, once again, the rules only apply when the powerful want them to apply. It's really not that there's a set of rules that Zucker and Gallas violated. They've been violating the set of rules for 25 years. Every HR violation in the world sounds like it happens right here. I mean, she was his direct inferior at a company. That is like a blatant HR violation. And then beyond that, they were coordinating with outside politicians that they were supposed to be covering on an objective news level. It's amazing stuff. But that's how it always works. Always and forever. Right? Mercy for my friends, the law for my enemies. Which is why, by the way, Don Lemon, who's the chief of the cancel culture brigade. I mean, Don Lemon just spends all day long trying to get people canceled he does not like. Anybody he doesn't like shouldn't be on TV. He shouldn't be held out of platform. Now he's out there defending Whoopi Goldberg. Of course, of course. Lemon says, in this environment, we have to be allies to each other. Sometimes your allies say stupid things. Sometimes they say dumb things. But guess what? They're your allies. They're at least on your side. And they're trying to learn. We have to stop trying to cancel people and shouting down our allies. Notice the repeated use here by Don Lemon of the word allies. Right? The consistent attempts to suggest that there is a double standard here, that if they are your friends, then of course we have to stop trying to cancel people. But if they're not your friends, then you can destroy them. I love that Lemon says, Whoopi is an ally to the Jewish community. Oh, really? In what way? Name all the ways. Whoopi Goldberg is a massive ally to the Jewish community. She was retweeting anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian nonsense just a few years ago. I'm not aware that Whoopi Goldberg is an extraordinary exponent of anti-Semitism, of fighting anti-Semitism. But according to Don Lemon, who's an expert on this sort of stuff, Whoopi's an ally to the Jewish community. Yeah, tell me about it, John. Please, tell me about how much of an ally Whoopi Goldberg is to the Jewish community. The guy wearing the yarmulke, tell it to me, right to my face. Says she is. She said something she shouldn't have said. Okay, fine. But don't put her in a corner and marginalize her. Use her to the best of your ability to get the conversation and your points across about what's wrong about that kind of thinking, because she's not the only one who thinks it. Okay, now, here is my rule. My rule is, Don Lemon is generally correct. We should have conversations with people, and the conversations can be enriching, and we can all learn from one another, unless you hold by the cancel culture standard. If you are a member of the mob, you do not get to claim immunity from the mob. Then the mob should eat you. You made the rules, and you should abide by those rules. You made the bed, and now you get to lie in it. Whoopi Goldberg is very fond of getting people canceled. I'm fine with Whoopi Goldberg getting canceled. Same thing with Don Lemon. Same thing with Jeff Zucker. Same thing with Allison Gallas. I mean, Jeff Zucker and Allison Gallas actually violated some basic professional rules. They should be fired no matter what. But when it comes to the generalized attitude of the left toward when the rules apply, they only apply to quote-unquote allies. You just demonstrate there are no rules for the left. There is just pure power. Okay, in just one second, we're going to get to Joe Biden, who's desperately attempting to swivel. Finally, he's attempting to pivot. It may be too late. We'll get to that in just one moment first. It's almost Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. And this means that, you know, if you've got a special night plan, you really don't want your bodily functions getting in the way. Erectile dysfunction affects a lot of dudes, right? You got a huge percentage of men who are above the age of 40 who have experienced some form of ED. You need GetRoman.com/Ben to speak with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about ED. And if prescribed, get $15 off your first month of treatment. With ED treatments, you can have the self-assurance that comes from knowing your biology is working the way that it is supposed to. Pick up your phone or your laptop, complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. Roman offers 5 prescription treatments, including the brand and generic version of the most common ED medications. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If prescription medication is appropriate, it ships you free with 2-day shipping. And to make sure you get your package in time for Valentine's Day, your order does need to be placed by February 9th. So don't waste any time. Start that online visit today with Roman. Get free ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, discreet. Getting started is simple. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben. Complete that online visit. That is GetRoman.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden's economy, it's looking not great. I mean, the tech stocks just got beaten up yesterday. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The Sikh Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with the Cottonwood Community Center, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Tuesday, February 8th, from noon until 6 p.m. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters, at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. Free COVID-19 testing kits will also be available at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road, Tuesday, February 8th, during the free COVID-19 vaccination clinic from noon until 6 p.m. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic that is dedicated to the Cottonwood neighbors.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So yesterday, the tech stocks just took an absolute beating. Joe Biden is poised to hit the economic skids. Tech stocks took a massive dump yesterday. That is largely thanks to Meta, which is the former Facebook company, just getting trashed. They lost like 26% on their stock value because they actually had a reduction in the absolute number of users who were using Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, for his part, blamed TikTok and the rise of TikTok, which again goes to show you that in the tech world, there really is no such thing as a long-lasting monopoly, because eventually everybody gets overtaken. Eventually, there's always somebody with a better algorithm. And the TikTok algorithm is astonishingly good. The TikTok algorithm, designed by the Chinese, what makes it good is that very often on platforms, you can sort of promote your content into virality. On TikTok, they have an ability to identify potential viral content without the marketing dollars. And so you get a bunch of stuff in your feed that is more viral and is like, it's a very, very sophisticated algorithm. In any case, Facebook took just a complete trashing yesterday. They gave a disappointing financial forecast, helping the major indices snap a four-session winning streak, according to the Wall Street Journal. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index dropped 3.7%. That was the worst day since September of 2020. The S&P 500 fell 2.4%. PayPal and Spotify also took a massive hit. Spotify was down 17% over recent days. The payments giants lowered its 2022 profit outlook. The streaming company elected not to provide annual guidance. Both companies suffered sharp drops in their stock prices. According to the Wall Street Journal, the setbacks reflect the increased scrutiny companies are under as major U.S. stock indices remain near record highs and the Federal Reserve is preparing to raise interest rates for the first time since 2018. So people are shedding their high-performing stocks that don't actually have solid profits underlying them. Rising rates tend to reduce the multiples investors are willing to pay for a share of company profits, a trend that stands to mean pain for stocks already trading at lofty valuations. So if there are stocks that are overvalued, they are likely to recede back to the norm. The level of forgiveness has gone down, said Daniel Genter, chief executive and chief investment officer at RNC Genter Capital Management. When boards come to their shareholders to confess their sins, they're just not going to be pardoned with one Hail Mary. The Facebook parent company surprised investors with deeper-than-expected declines in profit and a downbeat outlook. The company said it expects revenue growth to slow and shared that it lost about 1 million daily users globally. Shares declined 26%. That is the worst daily performance since Facebook even opened in 2012. One of the new problems here is that the company's challenges include a new ad privacy policy from Apple that Meta expects to cost it more than $10 billion in lost sales for 2022. That requirement that apps ask users whether they want to be tracked limited the ability to gather data used to track digital ads, driving advertisers to change their spending. Meanwhile, by the way, companies like Amazon just made bank on advertising. So Facebook, which, again, is free because basically they gather data on you and then they use that data to market to advertisers. Apple's new policy was basically designed to cut Facebook off at the knees, and it succeeded in that. Meta's $232 billion drop in market value exceeds the record Apple set in September 2020, when the iPhone maker lost about $182 billion in a single day. Now, when we say that they lost this much money, we don't mean that they have like cash and the cash just went away. What we mean is that the stock is trading at a lower value. So when you say that Facebook lost a couple hundred billion dollars, it doesn't mean that Mark Zuckerberg actually had his bank account strained. It just means that his stock is not as marketable. Some strategists said the recent slide in shares of speculative tech companies should serve to remind investors a robust market rally relies on advances by a variety of stocks. They warn they expect more big stock swings ahead of any hint of slowing growth. Yung-Yu Ma, chief investment strategist at BMO Wealth Management, said the market can't just be driven by a small number of mega-cap companies or tech companies. There should start to be more of a recognition. It's not going to be tech that leads us out of this pullback. In other words, you need actual innovation that drives actual goods and services that people wish to consume, not just goods and services that people engage in for free. There have to be actual profit models. And again, it's not just Facebook. Spotify took a massive hit. PayPal took a massive hit. And we're about to head into a deflationary cycle with the Federal Reserve cutting back on its own inflationary policies. So Joe Biden has a world of hurt heading for him, and his own economic policies make that world of hurt worse. So, for example, yesterday, Joe Biden signed an executive order boosting construction workers. Federal construction workers now have to be unionized, is the basic idea here. Every federal construction project over $35 million will now require project labor agreements, which means that unions get paid. So the taxpayer gets to foot that bill, too. So Joe Biden's economy is likely to slow. It's likely to grind to a bit of a halt here. Failure of this administration to move on from COVID, they have a real problem on their hands. Meanwhile, by the way, all over the world, people are opening up again. It's only Joe Biden and the blue states that are refusing to really open up. The WHO, for its part, the World Health Organization, on Thursday, offered Europe hope of a long period of tranquility, even enduring peace in the war on coronavirus, with a growing list of nations lifting almost all COVID curbs, according to the Agence France-Presse. WHO Europe Director Hans Kluge spoke of a ceasefire that could bring us enduring peace, with high vaccination rates, the milder Omicron variants, and the end of winter in sight. This context leaves us with the possibility for a long period of tranquility, he said. He said even with a more virulent variant than Omicron, it's possible to respond to new variants that will inevitably emerge without reinstalling the kinds of disruptive measures we needed before. So, all over the world, people are realizing that this is in I will end COVID mode, and he's now created an entirely paranoid set of American citizens who believe the minute you take off a mask, you'll be struck by the wrath of God. And that is not a recipe for economic success here. Again, he's got tech stocks that are tumbling. He's got the Fed, which is set to taper and is set to raise its interest rates. And he's got to get out of this somehow. Alrighty, coming up, the White House apparently wants to pivot on COVID. There's only one problem. They can't. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State. graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The State Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with the Cottonwood Community Center, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Tuesday, February 8th, from noon until 6 p.m. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters, at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. Free COVID-19 testing kits will also be available at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road, Tuesday, February 8th, during the free COVID-19 vaccination clinic from noon until 6 p.m. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic that is dedicated to the Cottonwood neighbors.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the White House would love to pivot on COVID. There's only one problem. They do not have the ability to do so. Joe Biden has to pivot. He knows he has to pivot. And so Politico is now reporting that the White House is thinking about pivoting. Quote, the White House is preparing to move on from Omicron. Emboldened by falling case counts, the Biden administration is plotting a new phase of the pandemic response aimed at containing the coronavirus and conditioning Americans to live with it. The preparations are designed to capitalize on a break in the months-long COVID-19 surge, with officials anticipating a spring lull that could boost the nation's mood and lift President Joe Biden's approval ratings at a critical moment for his party. Biden and his top health officials have already begun hinting at an impending new normal in a conscious messaging shift meant to get people comfortable with a scenario where the virus remains widespread, yet at more manageable levels. So here is the problem. The big problem for the White House is that they are not capable of doing this. The reason they're not capable of doing this is because the minute they say you have to live with this, everybody goes, so why have you been doing this the whole time? See, here's the thing. Places like Florida, where I've been living since October of 2020, places like Florida have been living completely normally with this virus since at least March of 2021. So for almost a year, we've been living completely normally. Since the vaccines were tranched out, everybody got vaxxed, who wanted to get vaxxed, everybody didn't want to get vaxxed, didn't get vaxxed, and then everybody went back to work. Everybody started going out to parties, everybody started hanging out with friends, everybody started going to ball games. All this was happening for a year. You know why? Because the approach in Florida was always calculate your risk and then mitigate your risk as you see fit. And then when the absolute level of risk goes down, you will live normally, because that was the approach from the beginning. The approach even in 2020, like the middle of 2020, right after the pandemic ensued, the approach was let's shield the elderly, but then you get to make decisions about how you wish to live your life. And a lot of people like me were very cautious. I was cautious up until the vaccines were available because I was in touch with my parents. My parents were 64. So that meant that I wanted to be careful. I didn't want to give COVID to them. I didn't want them getting very sick from COVID. Then they got vaxxed, and I got vaxxed, and my wife got vaxxed. And then we were done. Because at that point, we had mitigated our risk enough to feel safe. This is what happens when you give people freedom. When you give people freedom, they will inevitably move toward exercising that freedom. It's just one of the things about freedom. Once you tell people they can make their own risk assessments, and that they are capable, rational beings, they start to make risk assessments. You may not like how they assess that risk, but once you give people the power to do that, they then get to assess that risk. And you don't do it anymore. So it's not on your head anymore. The problem for Joe Biden is he said, I have to assess the risk for all of you, and my risk assessment rules all of you. And now he's stuck between a rock and a hard place, because he played up the risk throughout the pandemic that people would die of every age, despite the fact that this thing is wildly age striated, and that if you were a young person, your chances of dying from any form of Delta were about 1,000 times less than if you were an elderly person. He never mentioned that. Right? The public health establishment didn't mention that. And so he boxed himself in. And so even if he should snap his fingers today and say, boom, the risk is gone, how many people do you think are going to take that seriously? I have serious doubts that people in blue states are going to take that seriously. Instead, they are likely to say what is true, which is Joe Biden is only saying that for political purposes. Because he has trained them to be very afraid at all times from COVID. He said, you have to delegate all of your decision-making responsibility. All of your risk assessment will be delegated out to the quote-unquote experts. You're not the expert. You can't decide your own risk. I will decide your risk. Fauci will decide your risk. Zeke Emanuel will decide your risk. And the problem is, the public health establishment is geared toward one thing and one thing only, and that is mitigating any risk, which is why you have members of the public health establishment simply lying about the risks of this stuff. Because the minute that they actually admit it's over, they go away in your lives. They no longer have any power. Those of us who haven't been listening to Fauci for quite a while here don't care about what Fauci has to say. But those who've been trained that everything Anthony Fauci says is what matters most in life, you can't just say, I, Joe Biden, assess this risk to no longer be a risk. And then you've got Anthony Fauci and Zeke Emanuel saying differently. Who do you think people are going to listen to? I mean, Zeke Emanuel literally went on MSNBC last night and he purveyed misinformation. And the entire left, which accuses Joe Rogan of purveying misinformation on COVID, what he's about to say right here is just not true.
Parents have to be more willing. I think they hear some of these rare side effects and think they're very common. If with the Omicron variant, you know, kids are either going to get the vaccine or they're likely to get a serious condition of Omicron. Having Omicron with the vaccine is almost invariably going to be better and safer for children. I am confused about parents' attitude.
Why are you confused about parents' attitude? I don't know any long-term studies on how the vaccine affects children. I know that Omicron is, my kids all had it. They're fine. Also, I know by the data that the natural immunity that arises from actually getting the disease is far more durable than the vaccine immunity. And I know this because Marty McCary at Johns Hopkins University literally tweeted out the stats yesterday. 2 years after people are infected, they have better immunity than 2 years after they were vaccinated, or a year after they were vaccinated. So the White House is kind of stuck here. They want to pivot because they know the more that people are worried and paranoid about COVID, the more the economy is going to continue to skid. So according to Politico, the White House is wary of declaring victory too early, only to get hit with another catastrophic variant. A half dozen administration officials and others close to the COVID response said. Officials are also anxious that voters will be disappointed by the idea of living with an endemic virus under a president who once pledged to shut it down completely. And they realize it will take vigilance and billions more dollars from Congress to prevent the nation from backsliding into crisis once again. But half of that ain't true, right? This is when your worldview is completely off. You have two choices. One, shift your worldview and announce that you made a mistake. Or two, keep doubling down. And Joe Biden has to keep doubling down. Because the minute he announces it was a mistake, guess who the hero of this story is? It is no longer Joe Biden. It is no longer Andrew Cuomo. It's the evil, horrible, no good, very bad Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who took the exact opposite approach. And they can never allow that to happen. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, this public health crisis, this pandemic, well, it showed that there are many things wrong with Americans' health. The biggest one is that a lot of us are overweight. We need to lose weight. This is why you need SOTA's nationwide weight loss program. It's 100% over the phone from the comfort and convenience of your own home anywhere throughout the country. Visit SOTAweightloss.com, read the over 5,000 client reviews, see over 700 stunning before and after photos. No counts in calories, no pills or appetite suppressants. It's all about learning healthy, sustainable nutrition, eliminating junk food and sugary beverages, stopping the bad eating habits while creating good habits. You'll receive a personalized eating plan, have an accountability coach, and be guided through simple-to-follow daily meal plans for big results. SOTA's dietary protocol makes the process of slimming down easy, convenient, and highly effective. Lose the fat, not the muscle. Once you reach your optimal weight, SOTA prioritizes keeping that weight off. Maintenance is free for SOTA clients who hit their healthy target goal weight. SOTA's monthly maintenance accountability weigh-ins are at no charge and for as long as necessary. My colleagues have done SOTA. They can't stop raving about it. SOTA stands for, say it with me, state of the art. Visit SOTAweightloss.com. That's SOTAweightloss.com. I love this. The White House is wary of declaring victory too soon, only to get hit with another catastrophic variant. That is a rationale for forever measures. Because guess what? Forever and for all time, there may be a future variant or a future pandemic or a future disease. You don't know what's around the corner. So we're all supposed to live like this forever because something bad could happen tomorrow. Let's just live in our houses forever. Officials are anxious voters will be disappointed by the idea of living with an endemic virus. 70% of Americans say they're ready to live with this thing, according to polling from last week. They might be disappointed with Biden for having lied to them, but that's why he shouldn't have lied to them. I'm sorry. If he said, read my lips, I'm shutting down the virus. And then he can't, and he never could. Number one, people who believed him were idiots to believe him. And number two, Joe Biden is a liar. But he can't let go of the lie, because then he's proved to be a liar. We are moving toward a time when COVID doesn't disrupt our daily lives, said one administration official, who requested anonymity to discuss the internal deliberations. But in order to get people to view the pandemic differently, they have to feel differently about the pandemic. And herein lies the problem. Okay, Joe Biden and company, they told a group of people that if they get vaxxed 97 times and wear masks everywhere and mask their kids everywhere, they are the good ones. But guess who Joe Biden is going to have to tell to relax now? All the people who listen to him. All the people who didn't listen to him, but living normally for a year, for many people more than a year. Those people were never listening to Joe Biden. Now he has to go to his most ardent supporters and say, guys, you got to live like the people who didn't do it right. All those people who've been living without the masks, many of whom just relied on their natural immunity. All those people, you got to start living like those people now, because those people, their current risk assessment of the situation is better than yours. You think Joe Biden has the stones to go back to his own crowd and say that ever? He wants to pivot. He needs to pivot. He cannot win victory without pivoting. But the minute he pivots, there's only one way to do it, and he has to slap the people who support him the most. There is little talk so far about disbanding the COVID response team, though some burnt-out aides have mused about leaving as soon as the spring. As to what metrics will signal success against the virus, officials say, they're still figuring that out and hope they know it when they see it. It's something we need to answer, the senior administration official said. If you talk to six doctors inside and outside the administration, you get six different answers. For now, Biden's COVID team is counting on an expanding supply of vaccine and therapeutic to accelerate the transition to the next pandemic phase, allowing people to safeguard themselves against COVID-19's worst effects before and after an infection. Okay, first of all, most of us have been doing this the whole time. Regulators are expected to authorize the vaccine for children under five in the coming months, a major milestone in building out the country's COVID protections. No, it's not. Sane parents don't. Leanna Wen of CNN yesterday was like, I'm not sure that 3-year-olds should be getting the vaccine. Do we have any really good data on that? The administration is stockpiling new treatments like antiviral pills that are shown to significantly cut the risk of severe illness. Well, I mean, yeah, but they shouldn't have to stockpile that. They should just put that on the shelves, like right now. Like, just have Pfizer produce as much as humanly possible, put it on the shelves. After initial hesitation over the need for ramping up the availability of at-home testing, the administration now views easy access to rapid tests as core to persuading people they can safely live with the virus. Why? Why? You can safely live with the virus without the test. Easily. It is not hard. The White House post-Omicron planning comes even as the U.S. is still grappling with an explosion of cases and deaths, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, the administration wants you to change your attitude, but they don't want to change anything they're doing. They don't want to change a single thing they're doing, but they want you to change your attitude. How exactly do they hope that that's going to work? I mean, listen to this. Even as it maps out the next stage, the White House has ruled out making a splashy show or major announcement regarding a hard pivot back to normalcy. There's a fear among aides over repeating last year's July 4th Freedom from the Virus celebration, an event that turned politically disastrous weeks later when the Delta variant fueled the swift resurgence of the pandemic. And though it faces pressure to back off from some of its more notable and onerous public health policies, the administration is also unlikely to drop its indoor masking recommendations, which are seen as among the key tools for preventing new outbreaks. Preventing new outbreaks? But that's not the point. You're not going to prevent new outbreaks. First of all, we now know, according to virtually every authority that Biden can cite, that cloth masks do nothing against Omicron. So what the hell are you talking about? Officials instead describe plans for a more subtle shift over the next several weeks toward touting Biden's achievement in rolling out vaccines and treatments and emphasizing the everyday things people can do again if they're vaccinated. So again, they're just going to keep saying the same exact thing they've been saying the whole time. But the vaccinated are the scared ones. The vaccinated are the ones who aren't going back to work. The vaccinated are the ones who are trying to mask up their own kids. The vaccinated are the ones who are shutting down schools. Again, Joe Biden has no systematic ability to say to his own base that he has been wrong and they have been wrong, and that even if they were right at the beginning, they are wrong now. He can't do it. There's no way for him to do it. And so this pivot is going to fail. It just is going to fail. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
Now, the stock market's at a record high. Again. Things are looking up. Houses are selling in a week. Interest rates are still crazy low. And to top it all off, the government printed $5 trillion in new money. You might have noticed that all of this doesn't add up. It's like those plates spinning on top of those sticks. When they stop, it all comes crashing down, right? You need to keep your cash safe, not crashing down. Using precious metals is a well-proven way to do this. In a gold or silver IRA 401k rollover, you even get tax breaks while you bomb-proof your money. To find out how you can do this, you need to talk to one of Noble Gold's representatives. They're patient and knowledgeable and can help you navigate the precious metals market. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA that you start. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit our website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Investing involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Alrighty, coming up, there is one good piece of economic news for Joe Biden. It's the brand new jobs report. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden actually got a piece of good economic news today. Very good jobs report from January. It said payrolls were up by about 467,000, which is a large win for him, because the expectations, according to one report, is that we're going to actually lose jobs in January. The White House had been downplaying the jobs report, saying it was all about Omicron, which suggests that nothing that's happening right now is about Omicron. It's just about whether people go back to work. I mean, kind of like, if you stay out of the way, the economy will do fine. It's not about Omicron. It's about what people do with Omicron. Okay, so it's you know, all the talk about Omicron being the deciding factor is really not real, which is why Joe Biden should just declare the thing over and be done. And yes, slap at his own base, but he's not going to do that. Meanwhile, there was another piece of good news for Joe Biden yesterday. So Joe Biden yesterday announced the death of an ISIS leader in Syria and said that the guy had blown himself up, unfortunately, along with several children. Here's what he had to say.
The United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. Our team is still compiling the report, but we do know that as our troops approach to capture the terrorist, in a final act of desperate cowardice, he, with no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor, rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
Okay, so that is a big win for the United States. Killing ISIS leaders is definitely a good thing. Now, the problem is that pretty quickly there started to be allegations that actually the guy hadn't blown himself up, that apparently the U.S. raid had been carried out in such a way that it ended up basically getting a lot of kids killed. This was the allegation anyway. It was an allegation that was being made by some people on the ground, and it actually prompted the Pentagon to admit yesterday that it might review Syrian air raid reports because, of course, they had said something similar, you'll recall, about the killing, the supposed killing of members of Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Afghanistan. And it turns out that they actually just knocked out a guy and his family. So this would not be the first time there had been a screw up in terms of whether a bunch of civilians were killed who didn't need to be killed. Not saying that's what happened here. Now the Pentagon's acknowledging they might need to do an actual investigation.
There's been no decision to do a review or investigation right now, Nancy. This operation is not even 24 hours old. As the Secretary said, we certainly are willing to take a look to see if there's any possibility that anything that we did might have caused harm to innocent life. But I have no investigation or review to speak to today.
Okay, so we are waiting on more information on that. And, of course, we'll bring you more information on that. But win for the United States in killing an ISIS leader. So that could be a good pivot for the United States. Another good pivot for the Biden administration that would be good for the United States would be to prevent Russia from invading Ukraine. Because if Russia invades Ukraine, presumably China will look on and then invade Taiwan. Now, it is unlikely at this point that Russia is going to invade Ukraine while the world's eyes are focused on China. Like, Beijing doesn't want any attention distracted from the Olympics right now, their propaganda effort over in Beijing. And so what they don't want is for international conflict to break out in the middle of the Olympics. In any case, yesterday, the United States, however, announced that they thought that Russia was planning to fabricate a pretext to invade Ukraine, which would not be a shock. They tried to do this last time with regard to Crimea. According to the Wall Street Journal, Russia is planning to fabricate a pretext for an invasion of Ukraine by releasing a staged video depicting attacks by Kiev military forces, U.S. officials said Thursday, citing newly declassified intelligence. U.S. officials said they went public with the information to expose Russian tactics in an attempt to avert a conflict inside Ukraine, the latest in a series of similar moves in recent weeks. So basically they're saying, we know what you're doing, so don't do it. The intelligence shows a Russian plan to stage a prefabricated attack by Ukrainian military or intelligence personnel against Russian sovereign territory or against Russian-speaking people to justify an incursion into Ukraine. This is exactly what Hitler did when he invaded Poland. And basically, the idea is that you fabricate the idea that somebody else is attacking you, and then in quote-unquote response, you attack instead. The plan would include Moscow's use of a propaganda video that would depict graphic scenes, according to administration officials, of a staged false explosion with corpses, actors depicting mourners, and images of destroyed buildings and military equipment. The equipment in the video would be made to look like it is Ukrainian or from nations belonging to NATO, according to the officials. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said, this is one example that we can talk about today. We've seen this kind of activity by the Russians in the past. We believe it's important when we see it like this, and we can, to call it out. The video, they said, could include depictions of Turkish-made Bayraktar drones used by Ukraine, which has angered Moscow in the first place. Okay, so this is what the United States said about it. But then, when they were questioned, they couldn't actually provide any evidence of this. So the State Department spokesperson, Ned Price, he's asked by Matt Lee, who's a pretty ballsy AP reporter, where is the information here? Like, you keep saying that this is true, but you're not providing us any of the data that backs it. And the administration just keeps saying over and over, well, I'm telling you. And Matt Lee keeps saying over and over, right, but you telling me things doesn't mean that it's true. We did WMD in Iraq. I was there for that. Here is the State Department spokesman.
What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Matt, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think you know.
Okay, well, where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
And he doesn't have any information on that. So there really is a lot of trust me going on. But listen, when it comes to Ukraine, the proof is going to be in the pudding. If Putin is deterred from invading Ukraine and no serious concessions are made to the Russians, that will be a win for Biden. So, again, this is a critical period for the Biden administration. If they hope to pivot, the pivot has to happen right now. And you can see Biden trying to pivot on a wide variety of topics. Right now, there's major crime in the cities. And major crime in L.A., there's an entire piece in Los Angeles Magazine about the spike in violent crime in Los Angeles. Murder rates are up tremendously. The LAPD, meanwhile, is actually considering an end to pretextual stops of motorists and pedestrians, supposedly because everything is racist. This is according to Hot Air. Quote, the LAPD is considering limiting pretextual stops of motorists and pedestrians by officers investigating serious crime, arguing they aren't effective and have undermined public trust in the police, particularly among Black and Latino residents who have been disproportionately targeted in the past. Such stops involve officers citing minor traffic or code violations as a pretext for stopping motorists, bicyclists, or pedestrians who they suspect may be involved in more serious crime. This has been used for decades by the LAPD, especially in South LA and other areas where gun violence is particularly high. So you're starting to see, again, in LA, in New York, bad police policy. Even Eric Adams, who just took over in New York, hasn't been able to do all that much about the crime, because the biggest problem in New York is that Eric Adams has very little power in New York. Right? Eric Adams can appoint the commissioner of the NYPD. That's all he can do. Joe Biden has some real problems because of the crime in the city. So yesterday he visited with Eric Adams, and while he was there, he announced that he doesn't support defund the police any longer.
The answer is not to abandon our streets. That's not the answer. The answer is to come together, the police and communities, building trust and making us all safer. The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors, and community needs you and know the community.
Okay, so this inarticulate old man babbling, he's trying to pivot. I think it's unlikely that he is able to pivot because, again, his base will never allow him to pivot. But the fact that he wants to pivot shows that he now knows, the Democrats now know, they are in serious trouble come 2022, come 2024. If they don't pivot, the problem is they may be locked in by their own ideology to a place where they can't pivot. They are now like Ross trying to get that couch up the stairs in the stairwell. Like, that pivot ain't happening. The angle of turn is just too great. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,
your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Major action on Capitol Hill.
The House passed legislation aimed at bolstering domestic supply chains and scientific research to make the U.S. more competitive with nations like China. Lawmakers passed the bill largely along party lines, 222 to 210, with one Republican voting for it and one Democrat voting no. Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, who backed the bill, authored numerous provisions related to boosting supply chains, while Representative Stephanie Murphy, who voted no, said in a statement she objected to, quote, problematic, poorly vetted provisions related to trade. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Major winter storm across much of the country, already cutting electric power to 350,000 homes and businesses from Texas to the Ohio Valley, and causing more misery now in the Northeast. And authorities in Texas say several thousand motorists stranded for 17 hours on an icy interstate following a fatal accident that left the freeway blocked. Also at townhall.com, U.S. employers stepping up hiring in January, adding 467,000 jobs.
This is a very good number.
Gus Fauché is chief economist at PNC Financial Services.
We were expecting a decline because of the Omicron variant. Some people weren't able to work because they were sick with COVID or caring for family members, but we actually saw a nice jump in employment.
And the Labor Department revised December's jobs number upward from 199,000 to 510,000. And wage gains have been strong.
Workers are in short supply, so businesses are raising pay to attract workers. And that is very good news for workers, particularly because we expect to see inflation slow over the course of 2022.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 21 points. The NASDAQ was up 219. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you've ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at StandWithIsraelTour.com. 855-565-5519 or StandWithIsraelTour.com.
The Israelis praising the United States for the strike against ISIS in Syria. Felice Friedson has more.
U.S. Special Forces carried out a dramatic raid in northwestern Syria overnight Wednesday, during which the leader of ISIS, cornered by the American troops, detonated a bomb that killed himself and his family to avoid capture. Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurachi carried a State Department bounty of $10 million on his head at the time of his death. The military called it a large-scale counterterrorism operation, while regional monitors reported that 13 people died in the raid, including four women and six children. The Pentagon said all of the Americans returned safely. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett issued a statement congratulating the U.S. forces and calling the world a safer place. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and TownHall.com. Well, Maryland is, you could say, going to pot. Ron DeRockstra explains.
Lawmakers in the Free State announced legislation they say will put the state on an equitable path to legalized adult recreational marijuana, if voters approve it in November. A bill introduced Thursday would create an implementation plan. The measure sets out to address criminal justice and public health issues while also building a foundation for social equity in the industry. The bill would allow Marylanders to possess up to 1.5 ounces of recreational pot without penalty. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A man who shot and killed four people in 2018 in a Waffle House in Nashville has been found guilty on four counts of first-degree murder. Travis Renking did not dispute the details of the shooting, which were caught on surveillance video and witnessed by a number of people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
President Biden again saying the defund the police movement is not the answer. If defund the police is not the answer, what is?
Well, let me just give the key to the city to every gang member and criminal cartel that comes up the street. What do you say, Mika? Not exactly a bright bulb, that one, is she? No, she's not. If defund the police is not the answer, then what is? See, she's been pushing the Democrat Party line. She's a numbskull. Her skull is quite numb. Not a bright one, that one. Semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife for Joe Scarborough. What happened to that girl in his office in Florida, anyway? Well, happy Friday to you. Another week. And the Olympics, it's kind of amazing, isn't it? The least anticipated Olympics in generations, I think. Opening ceremonies today, NBC News, well, NBC Sports and their fake news people, they're actually broadcasting from booths not in Beijing, not in China, but in Connecticut. They're in Connecticut. And you know, all of the people covering the events there and the athletes from the United States and elsewhere have been told to bring burner phones like it's a great big drug deal. And also, I've never even heard of burner laptops before. Have you heard that before? But it's kind of an expensive burner thing. Because a burner phone, you know, I use them all the time for the many transactions I've involved in. I get them at the Home Depot. I've never had a burner phone or anything of the kind. But, they're used by drug dealers and criminals and, people cheating on things and stuff like that, I guess. And, you can use them a few times and then, throw them away. And the athletes and the sports people, the television people and the, sports print people and everything who are covering it have been told, don't bring your real phone. For God's sake, don't bring your real laptop because the communists will wheedle their way into all of your electronics and steal everything. They'll steal your identity. They'll steal your children and sell them on the slave market because, you know, they're communists and that's what communists do. And, that's actually true. They told them to bring burner phones and burner laptops, which they're made in China, of course. So this is another thing that's good for them. It's another win. It's another win for them. Like the masks, gotta wear the mask. In fact, there was a rather funny story yesterday. in this world, you gotta look for laughs where you can find them. But there was a funny story yesterday. Who was it by, Michael? It was by Vox or one of the Vice. It's Vice. Yeah, here it is, Vice. I laughed out loud at this. Eight pictures of people's faces, mostly men and women with shaved heads, wearing masks. They're wearing surgical masks. And the recommendation is this. It says, now, we just learned a couple of weeks ago that the cloth masks don't work very well at all. And it's like putting up a chain link fence to keep the mosquitoes out. That's what they say about a cloth mask, which is what I've been wearing for the last 2 years. And of course, I'm double vaccinated and I got the Wuhan. I got a case of the Wuhan. My best girl vaccinated, got a case of the Wuhan. And, you know, hey, wash your hands. It's good to wash your hands anyway. But it's got 8 pictures of human heads with surgical masks on, but that's not good enough because the headline is most consumer-level surgical masks and KN95s, those are supposed to be the super masks, they're made in China too, by the way, leave gaps around the sides. We had a wonderful woman call in a couple of weeks ago, several weeks ago, who's a nurse, and she explained how you have to be fitted for the N95 and the KN95 masks. Otherwise, there are such gaps on the side that it doesn't really have any effect at all. And so it says that the most consumer-level surgical masks and KN95 masks leave gaps around the sides. Pantyhose offers a solution, but there's one small catch. See, there's one small catch, and that is that you're going around looking like a kidnapper from Argentina. You know, I mean, honestly, this is crazy. It says scientists find putting pantyhose on your head, sure, makes your mask safer. Uh-huh. But you might be shot down by the police because, you know, people going around with with pantyhose over their head are generally considered to be, you know, on first sight, you might think bank robber, kidnapper, where's the gun? It's but this is their new proposition. So now you can expect people that subscribe to what they get from Vice News, another left-wing outlet, to be walking around with pantyhose over their heads, with stockings over their heads, like robbers.
All citizens will be required to change their underwear every half hour.
That's right.
Underwear will be worn on the outside.
Got to be worn on the outside.
So we can check.
That's right. Got to be able to check this stuff. Yeah, so they've got an actual story. Scientists, they're scientists, so you got to believe it because you're anti-science if you don't go along with this. Scientists find putting pantyhose on your head makes your mask safer. Now, so maybe if you see somebody walking around with pantyhose over their head, they're a scientist. Maybe it's maybe the person is a scientist. Isn't that great? After testing 7 ways to make masks seal better around the face, researchers and they're scientists, found that a pair of hosiery, that's always a fun word to use, isn't it? Does the trick best. They tried a lot of different things. Staples, you know, staple guns, duct tape. They tried a lot of different things, but they decided that putting a stocking over your head, like, what was that, Raising Arizona? Nicolas Cage kidnapping kids. It's science. They're researchers. You're a denier if you don't go along with this. So pantyhose is the new solution to the Wuhan. Not act like a normal person. That is a long way off because it's science, and you know that. Speaking of which, I have an extraordinary piece of audio for you today, and it's not a brief piece of audio. It's a long piece of audio. This wonderful woman who is a highly qualified, highly skilled, highly educated nurse who's been very involved here and abroad in fighting the COVID, the Wuhan Red Death. And she testified, she spoke at a round table, a panel held by Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who's been demonized. I think he was banned from YouTube, right? He banned from YouTube because there's a lot of fascism out there. And as Jonathan Turley, the law professor emeritus, is he emeritus? I think he is, from the George Washington University here in Washington, D.C., and a smart guy and a good guy. Jonathan Turley was saying today, listen, you know, trampling of free speech is not always a violation of the First Amendment, right? It's not always a violation of the First Amendment. If it's a private company, if it's your company, if it is, you know, whatever, your condominium building, trampling of free speech is not always a violation of the First Amendment because it's not the government doing it. But it is nonetheless an assault on free speech, right? So, you know, let's separate those two out and take a look at what the left is doing here. Because there is a lot to talk about on that front. Boy, is there a lot to talk about. The from the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Joni Mitchell and, you know, the Joe Rogan thing. That is an assault on free speech. I have a great piece for you today by this guy who used to be in Mumford & Sons, this band. You know, they play banjos and said, I will pay for you or something. And but he's turns out he's a thinking person and a smart guy. Wrote a very nice piece about this Neil Young thing and talking about the Soviet Union and trampling free speech. Very intelligent piece, I've got to say, for a musician. Just kidding. For anybody, it's a very smart piece. And I want to get to that, too. But this remarkable nurse who testified or spoke, along with a number of doctors and other nurses, at a panel pulled together by Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson. And, boy, I listened to it this morning, and I said, wow, you know, people need to hear this. I think it's going to be blocked from YouTube and from Twitter and Facebook real soon. Speaking of Facebook, you see that Mark Zuckerberg lost $31 billion yesterday. Just in case you think you had a bad day yesterday, maybe had a fender bender or something, Mark Zuckerberg lost $31 billion yesterday. You know, net worth. I think he's still okay. Nothing to worry about. He's not having his car repossessed or anything. He'll be fine. But that's kind of an amazing thing. Listen, Joe Biden went to New York, New York City, New York, New York, the city that never sweeps. And he said a lot of stupid things because he's not a smart man. And the Second Amendment, and actually this is kind of crazy, isn't it? You wouldn't know yet, but the Washington Post gave him 4 Pinocchios for another false claim, which he has already been called on in the past about the Second Amendment. He's anti-Second Amendment. He's anti-police. He's anti-free speech. He's the wagging tail of the dog that is the international left. And they've sunk their teeth into the United States of America. And they're having their way with us at the moment. And you know, what is it, like 67% of liberals want to see tech companies censor speech, you know, trample free speech. Because the government, that is to say the Democrat Party, they're in collusion with big tech and the big information Goliaths from Jeff Bezos at the Washington Post, Zuckerberg and Twitter and Google and across the board. And the left, they're all in favor of, they say even if information is legit information is trampled. They want to see it trampled because they want to stop what they call misinformation. Of course, yesterday's misinformation is today's conventional wisdom. Ask Copernicus, for example. But let me get back to Joe Biden, because he was in New York and he said a lot of dumb things. And apparently guns are the problem, and if you could just stop those guns, again, it's like stay away from those cans. He hates those cans. Not a bright man. And he's going after ghost guns. Like, that's going to change anything. It won't move any needle one iota. It's just an additional charge when somebody uses a gun to shoot somebody and the serial number is scraped off. Oh, well, you're going to stop that, are you? Well, you're going to ban power drills and sanders? What are you, Dremels are going to be outlawed now? You have to get a license to get a Dremel that you can use to erase the serial number from your Glock. That what you're going to do, Joe? Set up checkpoints, make sure people aren't smuggling Dremels into New York. This is the dumbest collection of non-ideas that I've seen since the last time Joe Biden came up with another collection of non-ideas. So the New York Post with the headline, Biden's empty message that promises nothing the city needs. That sums it up pretty well, I think. Just amazing. And again, the Washington Post, I'll get to it, gave him 4 Pinocchios. That's the maximum number of Pinocchios that the Washington Post can give. And it's extremely rare for any Democrat, much less one of their idols, one of their pseudo-deities, like Barackus Obamas or Joe Biden, to get 4 Pinocchios. Very, very unusual. So, it's an amazing story. Kamala, you know her. From the halls of Kamala. Kamala Harris loses another staffer. That's right. A chief speechwriter becomes the 8th of Kamala Harris's staffers to flee. They're throwing themselves out of windows to get away from her because she's such a nightmare. The Washington Post doesn't have the story, but the Daily Mail, which isn't even an American paper, does. And she's losing people, faster than I'm telling you. Also, Kamala Harris, she did an interview with Telemundo, the Espanol language television network. It's very international, don't you know? And she said that it's just some really dumb thing. She's blaming Congress. Well, the first bill we sent up was an immigration reform bill. They use this word reform, and they don't know what it means. But that darn Congress, she's telling the Telemundo anchor who's looking confused, that darn Congress won't do anything. You know, the House controlled by the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and the Senate controlled by the Democrats and Chuck Schumer pay no attention. And I've got a lot of amazing stuff for you. The CDC finally recognizes natural immunity. Natural immunity. This is amazing. And legislators should follow suit. The Hill says in Washington, D.C. Johns Hopkins professor. I've got this Marty McCary stuff. Great stuff. And another soccer player, 21 years old, dropped dead from a heart attack. That also becomes a part of the story. This highly qualified nurse, telling us about her experiences dealing with COVID. Frontline nurse, Nicole Sorotek. And she testified just amazing stuff. I don't do guests, you know. I don't do guests on the show, you may have noticed. But I'm going to play a piece of audio of this woman that is as long as an interview because I want you to hear it. And I think it'll be banned soon. We'll also share it with you on various, you know, Facebook and Twitter. We're going to have to get off those, aren't we? Like everybody else. Michelle Malkin is under attack by racist leftists, as is so often the case. A couple of reporters in Washington yesterday asked appropriate questions at government briefings. It was quite alarming. It's so unusual that we're going to share that with you. Can Joe Rogan save free speech? The communist genocide Olympics begin. And I've got a bunch of news and information for you on that as well. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back, and we're kicking off the action again with the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever. Here's the play-by-play. There's millions of dollars in prizes, and a bunch of lucky fans are gonna win big. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. That means touchdowns, field goals, extra points, safeties, even a two-point conversion is a winner. 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. There's one way to enter, two ways to win, and zero reasons not to play. See rules and get in the game for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 56.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence in the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 11-11-22. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entity does not offer to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Ever have questions about your prescriptions, even in the middle of the night? Well, Walgreens now offers Pharmacy Chat 24/7, so you can ask an expert about things like the correct dosage of your medications or possible side effects. Speaking of side effects, the side effect of getting your questions answered at 2 a.m.? Sleeping much easier for the next 6 hours. Try Pharmacy Chat today or tonight, online or on the Walgreens app.
Did you know that doctors use Mucinex? That's right. Mucinex is the number one OTC brand doctors trust for themselves and their families. When you have cough and chest congestion, you need a medicine that's effective and long-lasting. So with cold and flu season upon us, why would you use anything else? Mucinex 12-hour DM extended-release bilayer tablets allow for immediate and extended release, relieving cough and chest congestion for 12 hours. Grab Mucinex and put yourself back in control. Use as directed.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DinoVite.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dinovite for cats was coming out. If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them.
Dinovite is a life changer. Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
A couple of headlines from stories I want to get to today with you. When artists become censors, and the left is weaponizing, quote, misinformation, end quote, to silence dissent. That's even Newsweek, believe it or not. Kind of amazing. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Karen calling from Grand Rapids, Maryland. Grand Rapids, Maryland, not Grand Rapids, Michigan.
It's Michigan.
Michigan. A little typo on the screen. Thank you, Karen.
You know me. That's okay. How are you doing?
Very well. How about you?
Good. Doing good. I wanted to call about the myocarditis discussion. You're probably going to listen to that pretty soon from the nurse that testified, but I work in a big cardiology group, and we see a lot of myocarditis and pericarditis, and also we've seen it with people that have had COVID infection. They just have like this transient, you know, fatigue, and then we do a sonogram and we see that they have inflammation around their heart. That's pericarditis. Mm-hmm. And you can treat that with, there's a couple different medications they use now. One's called colchicine. But what they're finding is that people need to take it. It used to be like 1 month. Now people are taking it 6 months, a lot longer. And then sometimes they'll even give steroids like prednisone. And so you're just treating pericarditis is just something you'll treat. It's not really a health concern, but you can have chest pain from it. But myocarditis, when the muscle tissue is inflamed, really sometimes you don't have symptoms, and it lowers your heart muscle function. It can make the tissue more fibrotic, and then you start having arrhythmias, critical arrhythmias, and that's usually what people die from, younger people. They don't know they have it because they probably don't have any symptoms. And then they start having these critical arrhythmias, like you probably, you know, they say it on TV shows, like ventricular tachycardia. Right. And then most young people will die from a critical arrhythmia. And if
now,
you don't have an AED on the field, you're not going to make it.
I'm running out of time on you quickly here, Karen, but you're
okay.
Wonderful, and it's a wonderful call. Now, is this, you think it's being caused by the virus itself or by the vaccines?
Yeah, both. I think both. I think you're seeing it in both.
Fascinating. Fascinating. We've got great stuff coming up today. Karen, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. And for your contribution. Happy Friday.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Wind River Resort and Casino for our Valentine's weekend special from February 11th through the 13th. Choose your appetizer, entree, and dessert. Crab cakes, T-bone steak, five-layer chocolate cake, and more. Only $75 a couple. With your River Club card. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine on us with included free slot play. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or visit WinRiver.com. Find your moment at the River.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Plan for a whole Valentine's weekend with special entrees served all weekend long at Black Bear Diner. That's right, from Friday through Monday, February 12th through the 14th, bring your special date or the whole family for a sweet meal. Choose choice New York steak with hollandaise sauce and sautéed mushrooms, a light grilled salmon with lemon butter cream sauce, or a slow roasted prime rib. Be sure to top it off with a slice of limited time lemon drop cheesecake. Make your Valentine's weekend very special. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Okay, we're back, and we have we're a fully loaded Friday, that's for sure. But let's get back to the telephones. As I've seen on the big board here, is something I was not aware of, and I like to become aware of things that I'm not aware of. Just my nature. Let's go to Karen in Montgomery County, Maryland. That's two Karens in a row. You're not Whoopi Goldberg, actually, are you? Because she's a her name is Karen as well. No, definitely not. Hi, Karen.
A lot of Karens this morning. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning to you.
You know, that study just came out from the doctor at Johns Hopkins about natural immunity being very effective up to 21 months.
Uh-huh.
And my son lives in England, married to a British subject, and they both got COVID. They both got COVID. He was vaccinated. She was not. They both came through it just fine. It was not an issue much for either one of them. But they did their test at home because home test. I mean, he said, I'll be glad to send you some because they had six. I mean, they were so easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
But once she had a positive home test, she went and had a PCR test done and sent that to the National Health Service. And once they determined that she was positive for COVID, then she was granted an immunity passport, so to speak, that what used to be good for 1 year, but she was a little bit disappointed because of what was going on in Europe. The UK decided to shorten it to 6 months. But, I mean, it's such a, that enabled her to go to any place that had any kind of vaccine requirement. Now,
Let me pause you there. Does that mean like for restaurants and to get on the train, or are you talking about going to Luxembourg in France, or all of the above?
I guess all of the above. They did travel to Scotland, but you know Scotland's under the NHS too. So
right.
But the
national health system.
Yes. But the you know the point being is that they didn't check for antibodies. They just checked for that she truly had COVID. And, you know, because one of the thing about antibodies is that they don't always show up.
Right.
They don't show up in a timely fashion, so to speak.
Yeah.
But the NHS assumes that if you truly have COVID, then you're going to have antibodies. And so it's just, it's such a smarter system than what's
they're
going
way ahead
on
of
here.
Us. And this is government-run, as you said, National Health System, the NHS in the UK. State-run health, and they're way ahead of us when it comes to this, is I think, underneath what you're saying here.
Yeah, well, it's a much more reasonable approach, in my opinion. And, yeah, you know, their kids, they have a child who's in preschool, but their schools have never required masks. They've never shut down. Now, they tend to be highly vaccinated there with at least one shot, but even then, once you've had it, their assumption is that you're immune for a year.
Well,
so,
I hope to have some Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins audio for you today. As a matter of fact, we're having some technical difficulties, as they say, but he was talking about this last night and was a wealth of good and new information. I was very pleased to hear what I was hearing. And I also like, Karen, the way your son lives in the UK, and he's married to a subject of the crown.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not citizens
so much.
They're subjects. They're not citizens. It's different. They don't have a Bill of Rights. They don't have a First Amendment. Of course, we barely do. Ours is holding on by our fingernails right now. They don't have a Second Amendment because they depend on us to come and bail them out every time the Germans attack, you know.
Yeah. And one of the things that, this is sort of a non sequitur, but, you know, our gun rights here, they presumably don't have gun rights there.
Right.
But every time you watch Midsummer Murders or somebody like that, everyone hunts. You know, everyone's got a shotgun kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
so,
right. That's right.
You know, they may not have a Bill of Rights, but in some ways they have.
Yeah, they do all right. They're England. You know, they're fine. They're fine. My father bailed them out in WWII, and my grandfather bailed them out in WWI. I always like to say that WW stuff from time to time. Did I lose you, Karen?
No, I'm here. Yeah, both my parents were, my mother was a nurse, and she was stationed in India, and so she took care of Merrill's Marauders.
No kidding.
And my father, he was just a pariah. He lied about his age at 16 and went in the Army. And the only thing I remember him talking about is he was a prison guard in Iraq for German soldiers.
Wow. No kidding.
Outside of that, I don't remember much of what he talked about his experience, other than he just made how hot it was. But
wow, that's fun.
So
my grandfather, who I lived with when I was a child after my father died, my grandfather was a prison guard in a prisoner of war camp in France for Germans after World War One. How about that?
Yeah. Oh wow.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those Germans, those pesky Germans. You know, we finally put a lid on them in '45.
Those pesky Germans who aren't going to do anything about the Ukraine, maybe they're smarter than we are.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, now, you know, they're dependent on Russia and Putin for their energy supplies now. And Biden is helping Putin with that. The news media seems to have missed that little detail. It's kind of an important detail. Karen, we could go on all day. I know we could. I got a lot of things I want to get to. I thank you very much for calling in. And I'm going to have, I hope, when we work out our technical hiccup. You have the Marty McCary now? All of it? Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Well, then I tell you what, since you brought it up, Karen, because this is the kind of shop we are. You know, you call in, we snap too. We get stuff going. I was watching the television last night, as you might imagine, and Dr. Marty McCary of Johns Hopkins University, no slouch is he, although he's been considered to be something of an iconoclast these days, it's getting easier and easier to be framed as an iconoclast. All you have to do is deviate from the Democrat Party's talking points, and then you must be crushed because they're not liberals. They're the left. Okay. Now, there's a piece in The Hill, no right-wing outlet here in Washington, D.C., and they've got a piece. The headline is, the CDC is finally recognizing, quote, natural immunity, end quote. You don't have to put it in quotation marks, you numbskulls. Legislators should follow suit. And Jeffrey Clauser and Noah Kojima wrote the piece here. And they're getting to it. We're starting to evolve, as they say. There are now more than 65 million people who have recovered from COVID-19 in the United States. My best girl and I are two of them. And then there are, you know, nearly 65 million more. While vaccinations for COVID-19 have been critically important to protect us against severe disease, hospitalization, and deaths, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are now acknowledging the strong protection provided from immunity after SARS-CoV-2 infection, so-called natural immunity. CDC report analyzed COVID-19 cases in California and New York. Must be liberals doing the case. In 2021, from May until November, scientists compared the risk of SARS-CoV-2 infection among four groups, unvaccinated without prior, vaccinated without prior, then vaccinated with prior, and vaccinated without prior, right? And with that, what they found was they like to use the word robust all the time, a very effective immunity that comes from having the woo, getting a case of the woo yourself. Speaking of which, at the Chris Plant store, since there are 65 million people in the United States that need the T-shirt and the hat and the coffee mug, we have our I Survived the Wuhan Red Death, sportswear and things. Good stuff at the Chris Plant store. And everybody needs one, because if you survived the Wuhan Red Death, that is. All right, so now let's go to Dr. Marty McCarry from last night. He was on the Fox News Channel. And they had a nice long conversation, and he was allowed to speak, and it was really pretty great, I've got to say. Dr. Marty McCarry talking about antibodies and the prevalence of 99.3% of unvaccinated people who tested positive. There was a prevalence of the antibody, which suggests immunity. And that these studies, the study of studies that came out and find that natural immunity is very important and very effective. Remember when they used to talk about herd immunity and then they abandoned that for some reason? Here's Dr. Marty McCarry last night, Johns Hopkins University.
This does answer an open question we've had to date. And we also looked at its effectiveness against Omicron and found that natural immunity was 66% effective against Omicron. Compare that to vaccines. Its vaccines are about 16% effective after the primary series and 35 to 45% with a booster.
Now, that's kind of important. The vaccines that the natural immunity is at least twice as effective as the vaccine by itself. I happen to have an appointment with my general practitioner doctor, first time in like 2 years, about a week ago, and he's had the Wuhan already, and I've had the Wuhan, and he took care of me when I had the Wuhan, and he said, well, you've been vaccinated, right? So you've been vaccinated twice, and you had the Wuhan. Said you had the Wuhan, and he said, well, then don't get the booster because you know you've got stronger immunity this way. Dr. Marty McCarry talking about, you know, it's a very very effective, very important metric that ought to be used on a daily basis in the United States, even though it isn't. Marty McCarry.
Well, first of all, there have been over 40 major studies on natural immunity throughout the pandemic from Cleveland Clinic and many other institutions. This study simply affirms all of those results and does suggest that the duration is strong.
The duration of your immunity that you get from actually having the Wuhan versus the diminishing effectiveness of the vaccine or vaccines. And then he talks about the CNN data I was just referencing in the story from The Hill. And it is, you know, according to the studies, your natural immunity is many times more effective than the vaccine alone. Now, and this is what my doctor and I talked about. I had double vaxxed Moderna, and then I got the Wuhan. So that, apparently, according to the latest science, which will evolve, gives you the strongest immunity.
Now, the CDC's own data shows that natural immunity is three times more protective than vaccinated immunity alone in preventing hospitalizations and five times more protective against getting it.
Now, that's kind of important. The CDC, you know, that science, although Fauci is science by himself, just standing in a room by himself all alone, he is science. It's like the Thomas Jefferson of medicine and science. And CDC's own data shows that natural immunity is three times more effective than a vaccine alone when it comes to hospitalization and five times more effective when it comes to getting it again. Although I saw that Dan Bongino, the wonderful Dan Bongino, yesterday announced that he has the Wuhan for a second time, fully vaccinated, got it once, and got it again. Now, the odds are not good, but he got it. So there it is. And here's Dr. Marty McCarry. This is good stuff, talking about, you know, people that lost their jobs, were fired, were kicked out of the military because they didn't want to get vaccinated but already had stronger immunity because they already had a case of the Wuhan. Dr. Marty McCarry.
So ironically, when businesses fired those with natural immunity for not complying with the vaccine mandate, they fired those least likely to spread the infection at the workplace. They deserve an apology and they should be reinstated. And
yeah, that's I think that's true. They deserve an apology and they should be. Dr. Marty McCarry, Johns Hopkins University. I was talking yesterday about how my best girl and I walked a little over a mile to a restaurant a couple of nights ago. And, you know, our papers, your papers. They should wear armbands, that, you know, to show that they're officially certified to force us to show our papers to go to a restaurant, because the little tin pot fascist that runs the city of Washington as the mayor has mandated it like a little emperor. And We walked in and my best girl and I were talking. Said, now we're in a room full of people who have shown their papers to show that they're vaccinated, that we're all vaccinated here. Doesn't mean that we're not infected. Doesn't mean that we can't spread it to you. Might make it more likely because we might not know that we're infected, even though we are. But never mind that. Those are facts. Those are science. Dr. Marty McCary, what we ought to do now?
Then we need as a country now to recognize natural immunity and give credit towards immunity requirements like Israel and Europe. We should probably change the lexicon from the vaccinated and unvaccinated to the immune and non-immune to be more medically precise.
I like that. Like that very much. And then said, so, well, doctor, you know, what's your overall advice in the age of the Wuhan Red Death, which is looming out there like a monster? What should we do? And he offered some practical advice, I think.
Well, look, we've painted ourselves into a corner, and we've had now the CDC adjudicating on every aspect of American life, and people are highly dependent on that guidance. We need now to get to some common sense recommendations that apply to all respiratory pathogens. That is, if you've been exposed, wear a high-quality mask for a while. If you're around someone vulnerable, stay your distance and be careful. And if you're sick, stay home. We need to get back to common sense practices that will apply for all respiratory pathogens in seasons in the future as well.
And if you're wearing a mask, don't forget to pull a stocking over your head, too. Just don't go into a bank. You know, it's, because that could still be frowned upon if you went into, you know, let me see your hands, let me see your hands. Well, I'm just wearing, following the advice of Vice News. I'm wearing a stocking over my head with a mask underneath for your safety and mine. This is, the left is, you shouldn't follow the left. Following the left always leads to mass graves. Stay away from the left. That's like stay away from the light, you know, and that thing. 888-630-9625. That was Dr. Marty McCary of Johns Hopkins University. Very important evolutions taking place. It's going to take the Democrat Party quite a while to catch up. I can feel it from here.
I know it sounds banal, but one of the key parts to preventing transmission is washing your hands and not touching your face.
Banal.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Got Al and Phil Robertson here. Dad, our family is known for being hairy. Wouldn't you say that's is that a fair assessment?
I think that's a fair assessment. Plenty of hair is warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
We know a lot of people don't have the luxury of being able to keep all of your hair. And so we've got a great company, Keeps, that has you covered. They have a doctor-recommended, clinically proven research-backed treatments. They help stop hair loss and improve your hair growth. It's about half the cost of a traditional pharmacy. Your plan comes with a full year of unlimited messaging so that you can connect with your doctor about anything, anytime. Keeps physicians will help you select the right product and treatment for your specific condition and hair goals. All Keeps treatment plans are delivered straight to your door at about half the cost of a traditional pharmacy. To get 50% off your first order, go to keeps.com/Phil. That's KEEPS.com/Phil, PHIL. With Keeps, you get quality expert care.
Do you have taxiety? That uncertain feeling before doing your taxes? Filing on your own or choosing the wrong partner can be stressful. Connect with Liberty Tax and then just breathe in and cash out.
Get $50 by filing before February 20th.
Go ahead, feel it.
Visit StopTaxiety.com to schedule your appointment and say farewell to the stress of tax season. Liberty Tax. Let's end taxiety. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
When you order your Walgreens prescriptions with same-day delivery, it's possible you'll experience some side effects. Side effects may include joy, that you won't run out of your pills, and disbelief at just how crazy fast the delivery came right to your door. Get your same-day prescription refill today on the Walgreens app.
To use same-day Rx delivery or 1-2 business day delivery, you must be opted into prescription status alerts. It will appear as an option if orders before that store's cutoff time for the day. Certain health plans do not cover or participate in same-day Rx delivery. Check with your health plan for further details. Excludes California.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use. And I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget, did I take that pill or not? Because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-608-9432. That's 800-608-9432. 800-608-9432. Call now.
Paid for by Hero Health Incorporated.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Yeah, a few extraordinary moments in the State Department briefing yesterday with someone named Ned Price. He's what do they say in MASH? Kind of a ferret-faced fella. And yeah, you can say anything you want about him. He's a white guy. He's a white guy, so you can say that. And then Cobble Kirby also come out, and they're assuring the American people through their spokesmodels that the Russians, devious rascals that they are going to make a video and stage a false flag event. I thought there were no false flag events. With dead people who they'll kill for, the purposes of producing the film. They're more ruthless than Hollywood, even, sometimes. And then they're going to have actors crying. And reporters asked, well, how do we know that what you're telling us is the truth? And the spokesmodel said, well, because we're telling you. And it's like, well, this isn't Communist China or the Soviet Union, we actually require some evidence of what you're saying, you know, weapons of mass destruction, Iraq and all that stuff, Russian collusion. And Ned Price, little ferret-faced fellow that he is, said, well, I can show you the transcript of what I said last week. And this is a fine reporter, Matt Lee, with the Associated Press at the State Department. Good stuff. I hope to get some of that today. No, just trust your government. Trust your government spokesman. Jen Psaki would never tell you anything that might be misleading. Nothing like that. Also, a crazy story in the Washington Post that I hope to get to today. Ex-leader of LGBTQ group alleges racial bias in firing. Well, wait a minute. This is a place they have the haughtiness to call themselves the Human Rights Campaign. They're for LGBTQ, not for all human rights, just for, you know, their own special interests. But a very lofty title. And it turns out they hired a black guy to be the president of the organization just last year. Then they fired him for being black, according to him and his lawyers now, since they're suing. And it's the story is full of amazing stuff. They're like, what were we talking about, Mike? They're like, you know, dolphins caught up in the tuna net or something. You know, dolphin-free tuna fish. They these people, they get, they're getting caught up in their hoisting their own petard all over the place. And this story is really incredible. And then the Human Rights Campaign is calling him a liar, saying he's making this stuff up. And he says they're all racists. It is, you know, left-wing identity politics on parade. They should be wearing clown outfits and honking horns, big red rubber noses and stuff. But I hope to get to that story because it's nuts. And a nurse, a highly qualified nurse, with her views on COVID and the treatments that people have been getting, not a very positive review. I want to play it for you before it's banned.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.